Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. On this day after the New Hampshire primary, we're going to break down what happened last night and what's going to be happening in the future. Richard Reeves, our reporter who is live on the ground in New Hampshire, is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to be talking in the second hour to the vice president of the Border Patrol Union. And he's going to talk to us about what the president recently said, the president of the Border Patrol Association, the union there, saying, if you're going to have us release people that we have caught, you might as well just erase the immigration laws. And that's essentially what Obama is doing. So we're going to talk to him about a wide variety of things on the immigration front. I was just down at the border last week, took a couple of days off with my wife. It was her birthday. Went down to the Big Bend National Park, first time I'd been there, down to the Rio Grande, and we ran into the permanent border patrol station about 50 miles north of the Rio Grande border, quite a bit north of the border. Just drive up and they ask you, are you an American citizen? Okay, you can go on. I said, are we at the border? What is this about? What possible good could that do? There's absolutely no sense to what's happening with the border patrol, with the borders that we have. It's been erased. The law's been erased. The borders have been erased. So we're going to be talking to him in the second hour about the issues and the frustrations that they feel. You know, we feel frustrated. I felt frustrated with the border agents who were asking me that stupid question. It's nothing but security theater. But that's what they've been told to do. They've also been told to release people that they have captured and not to track them, because so many people were just ignoring their notices to appear in court. It was an embarrassment to the Justice Department. So they said, well, let's just forget all of this and sweep it under the carpet here. So they're frustrated in both directions. They see dangerous people coming across. We have MS-13, other gangs that really are a consequence, intended or unintended, a consequence of the war on drugs. And of course, the rest of the people who are coming across, this is part of the amnesty program that Obama and others have done, going all the way back to Ronald Reagan. But when we look at what happened last night, it truly is a shakeup of the establishment, especially on the GOP side. New Hampshire was where we were supposed to see the champion of the establishment pop out. And of course, there's a lot of establishment connections there. I was listening last night after our live coverage on the way home. There was an interview with former Governor John Sununu, who was, I think, the chief of staff, if I recall correctly, with the administration of George the First. And he was talking about the various issues. And of course, he was all about the governors. We were going to push the governors. Well, it didn't work out too well for the governors. It didn't work out too well for their chosen robot, Marco Rubio. So now the situation is essentially, help us, Obi-Wan Kasich. You are our only hope. That's what they're trying to do is now push John Kasich. He's their last hope as an establishment candidate. We've got a lot of news to cover today. We're going to break down what's going to happen with these candidates. We have Chris Christie now apparently considering whether or not he's going to continue to run. We're going to look at what people are saying about Hillary Clinton. The collapse of the Clinton campaign in New Hampshire was staggering for everybody who was watching it. And we're going to break down the different metrics of that. Of course, another angle to this is that Trump has single-handedly brought back freedom of speech. That's what an article we have up on Infowars.com is pointing out. At the same time, we got a major city now banishing the term founding fathers. We've also got some videos about how students are being shown an unequal opportunity race, propaganda for students to drive home the idea of white privilege. We have a major Supreme Court decision where they have put on hold Obama's war on coal. They said they are not going to take a look at this. They have put a stay on the execution of these executive orders that are being implemented through the EPA. They say that's not going to happen until the next president takes office. So that's a very interesting development, and that's going to have a lot of bearing on the presidential race as well as Supreme Court appointments that may be possible. We're going to talk about that as well. Stay with us. We've got a lot of news.
A pro-abortion group is attacking a Doritos Super Bowl ad for humanizing baby fetuses. In the ad, a pregnant woman is getting an ultrasound while a man beside her realizes the unborn baby will move in the direction of the Doritos he's snacking on. The man toys with the baby, attempting in vain to reach the chips from the womb until the mother throws the Doritos across the room, which prompts the child to launch itself outside mom and towards the chips. In response, the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League said the ad used an anti-choice tactic of humanizing fetuses. This statement underscores how NARAL and similar groups to humanize the unborn in a vain attempt to justify abortions, especially in the aftermath of the Planned Parenthood sting videos exposing its officials admitting they sell aborted baby organs for profit. NARAL, however, didn't stop there. The group also called out a Snickers ad for being transphobic and a Hyundai ad for showing a dad take away his daughter's autonomy. This is all part of the political correctness campaign spearheaded by the authoritarian left to not only control free speech, but also how people think. This is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com reporting.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Wednesday after the New Hampshire primary, the first voting, first primary in the nation. Of course, we had the Iowa caucus, a little bit different. We had a record turnout for the GOP yesterday. The Democrats were lagging a bit behind that, according to Washington Times. Yet, the excitement wasn't there for Jeb. Gawker reports that a Yahoo reporter asked Jeb this weekend, says, what gives with the exclamation mark? And Jeb came back, take a hike, man. He's getting tough, or maybe frustrated. They say how the tune has changed for Jeb. Just last week in Iowa, he was very proud to be an exclamation mark. This guy, I think his exclamation mark is now a question mark, a very big question mark behind Jeb's name. He spent a great deal of time in New Hampshire, and he had precious little to show for it. As a matter of fact, Chris Christie was also there. Kasich, Christie, Jeb, they put a lot of time, invested a lot of time in New Hampshire, as well as did Rubio. Rubio melted down in the debate, as we all know. And, of course, Jeb did poorly, coming in, I think, his fourth or fifth place. And Christie is down so low. He finished below the 10% threshold. That's significant. Anybody who finished below 10%, all their votes rolled over to the first place winner, which is Donald Trump. So his delegate count was skewed way ahead, even of his strong 34-35% showing in the actual vote totals. He got even more delegates from that. But of course, the person who is way ahead in the delegate count is Hillary Clinton. She may have taken a shellacking in the popular vote yesterday, but she already had the bases loaded when she began the campaign. Back in November, as reported last night, she had 422 delegates. Bernie Sanders had about 30-some-odd delegates. So she had 15% of what she needed before the election even started. How could that be possible, you may say? Well, it's the superdelegates, the delegates that are above. That's the sense, I guess, in which they are super. They are above the wishes of the voters. These are people who are members of Congress, people who are Democrat Party officials. They get to vote however they wish, and 62% of them had already gone to Hillary Clinton. There was 1% for Bernie Sanders back in November, and then the rest of them, 30-some-odd percent, 37, whatever, was available as superdelegates. So she had a huge advantage. As I said, the bases were loaded for her before this thing even began. It's a little bit different on the Republican side. Yes, they have superdelegates. They don't have quite as many of them, but they do have their ways of rigging the system. And of course, we have to watch that very carefully. They have a different game. They each play a different game. They each have ways that the establishment rigs the system. I thought it was interesting that Marco Rubio just squeaked out right over the 10% number. I think he was like 10.7%. Almost lost his votes to Donald Trump, in that it almost fell below 10%. But, you know, when it's close like that, that's when they can nudge. That's when they can push things. That's what we saw happen in Iowa with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Let's take a look real quickly at what The Guardian says. I think they really summed it up with Donald Trump. They say he tore up the rule book of American politics, and he is winning, as Donald Trump would say. Trump did not just tear up the rule book in New Hampshire, The Guardian writes. He shredded it. He burned its remains. His defiance ran to both the large and the small. Conventional wisdom says the voters of New Hampshire can only be won over one at a time by retail politics of the most intimate kind. They won't give you their votes unless they've seen you eyeball to eyeball, ideally several times. But that was the logic that informed Ohio Governor John Kasich's campaign. He did 100 town hall meetings in the state. And of course, that got him to second place. And as Richard Reeves, who's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, was reporting from New Hampshire, he said nobody had a ground game like Kasich. He spent a great deal of time there. He and Christie spent over 70 days there. They spent the most amount of time. I think Jeb was there probably that same amount of time. The graphic that I saw, surprisingly, omitted the number of days that Jeb Bush had been there. But the two that they reported as being there the most were Kasich and Christie. Say, Trump, though, did none of this. He skipped all the tiny meetings. He didn't do any drop-bys to diners, okay? What he did was he would fly in, hold these massive rallies, and then fly back out. He didn't spend a single night in New Hampshire. The other thing that he did was he broke, as they point out, the golden rule, thou shalt not cross Fox News, okay? He did it, and it didn't hurt him. As a matter of fact, they said it gave him favorable coverage from other outlets who were more than happy to see Megyn Kelly get her comeuppance. I got to say, that's one of the things I've enjoyed most about this campaign is the back and forth between Donald Trump and Megyn Kelly. And he has he's done a great deal with that. You know, when you look at Jeb Bush, he came back and last night he celebrated. And this is what he had to say. And by coming in fourth or fifth, he said, I'm not dead. That was his big victory last night. He was not dead. And I think when you look at Jeb Bush, he just cannot communicate. Even worse than his brother W. You know, he had that speech where he went in and talked about how you needed strength. You needed a strong leader who wasn't going to be bragging about things. And then he kind of stops and he goes sheepishly. After he's been talking about how America needs a strong, silent type, he kind of sheepishly says, please clap. Remember that? Well, you know, he's also said he could drop his pants and no one would notice. He's absolutely clueless as to how he insults himself. He doesn't even understand what an insult that is to himself. He has no idea when he attacks Trump on eminent domain. He has no idea that the Keystone Pipeline is private. He thinks it's public, or at least he wants to pretend that it's public because he doesn't want to offend the Koch brothers who want to get that pipeline through there. But then he also is clueless about the fact that his brother and the Bush family used eminent domain for private use in Texas when they built their stadium. But of course, Donald Trump was quick to point that out as well. But he points out, I'm not dead yet, okay? It's kind of like a Monty Python skit, you know? I'm getting better, you know, when he comes out there. So for the moment, it didn't matter that Bush spent $36 million in New Hampshire. He built the best organization in the state, and he came in fourth place. Yes, it was a victory. He's not dead yet, okay? But that day is coming. Meanwhile, Chris Christie looks like he may be considering dropping out. He's canceled a South Carolina primary event. Of course, that's the next place they're all going. He had been due to speak at a forum on legal and constitutional issues in Charleston today. He will not be attending. He said publicly that he's going to take a deep breath, assess what comes next, and he was going to go back home and consider that with his family. Meanwhile, we hear from Donald Trump today that he had a long talk with Christie last night. The two discussed the idea of the governor getting out of the contest, said Trump. And Trump was very complimentary of Chris Christie. He said he did an amazing job in terms of the debate. As a prosecutor, he's a friend of mine. He actually called me last night. We had a long talk. He's a little disappointed because he really did do a great job. He did an amazing job during the debate. He congratulated me, Trump continued, and said, it was just unbelievable what you've done. I mean, the numbers were fantastic, etc. He says, he's a friend of mine. I thought he was very effective. But here's the deal, folks. He finished in sixth place. And it was a must win, at least into a fifth place position for Kasich, for Christie, and for Fiorina. If they didn't come in at least fifth place, they were not going to be in the next debate in South Carolina coming up this Saturday. Christie finished in sixth place. Fiorina was, I think, next to last. So they will not be in this debate. And that's really key for Christie. That's where he is going to shine, as we've seen. That's his strength. He's a prosecutor. He's a lawyer. He's very good at that. He really nailed Rubio to the wall, a classic exchange that will always be remembered. He spent 72 days in New Hampshire, just as we saw Jeb Bush and Kasich go there. And, of course, Jeb Bush did the traditional thing. Kasich did the traditional thing, and it's really not working, folks. You know, coming in 19, 20 points behind the leader in a race that is that divided, that's really not much of a victory. The establishment thinks that they're going to be able to move forward with Kasich, but it's really kind of a case of, you know, a desperate reach out to an Obi-Wan Kasich, as I said in the last segment. You know, you're our only hope, Obi-Wan Kasich. But it's also, he's also Jeb's other brother. You know, Jeb's got W as a brother, but Kasich is his layman brother. The two of them were involved in making a ton of money selling junk stuff to people. Kasich, in his particular case, he was selling junk investments to public pension funds and getting hundreds of thousands of dollars for it just before Lehman Brothers went belly up. That's the amazing thing, that these guys can do this and continue to do this and get away with it. That is going to come back to haunt him. I guarantee you that's going to come back to haunt John Kasich. And we're going to be talking to Richard Reeves at the bottom of the hour. He's been our reporter in New Hampshire. He's going to fill us in on what he saw there at the on the ground and the people that he's talked there. He's talked to a lot of people who are with the various campaigns, talked to Trey Gowdy, Marco Rubio, talked to people with the Trump campaign. So we're going to be talking to him at the bottom of the hour. One of the things that supports that, of course, is the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. And we try to help our listeners as well by offering specials. We got two specials today that are going to be ending on Wednesday. Today is the last day of these two specials. We got 15% off our new product, Anthroplex, if you buy it in conjunction with Super Male Vitality. And of course, they've been formulated to work together and to supplement each other. That's a new pill formulation, Anthroplex is, and it is, it works in conjunction with Super Male Vitality. You get those two together today only. This sale ends, those two together, 15% off. Plus you get an additional 10% off if you sign up for auto ship. We also have another special that's ending today, and that's Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet, 15% off, ends today. So both of those specials are ending today. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. help to support our operation, and we'll be right back. We're going to be joined with Richard Reeve at the bottom of the hour.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing, even when your wallet is open. Imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this segment, we're going to take a look at what happened on the Democrat side. There's an interesting article on RT from Julian Assange. He said a vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for endless, stupid war that spreads terrorism. And, of course, he kind of ran down her resume, and I thought it was very interesting. I want to read a couple of quotes of what he tweeted out. Julian Assange said, a vote today for Hillary Clinton is a vote for endless stupid war. Years of experience in dealing with Hillary Clinton have read thousands of her cables. He said, Hillary lacks judgment, will push the U.S. into endless wars, which will spread terrorism. And then he kind of summed up her experience here. Because, you know, when you look at the exit polls coming out of New Hampshire, the breakdown in terms of the Democrat voters, they said 32% of them were looking for a candidate who was honest and trustworthy. Another 27% said the thing that they were looking for first in a candidate was someone who cared about people. Okay, now if you total those up, the 32, the 27, that's 59%. That's basically what Bernie Sanders got. Then you've got another 27% who said they wanted a candidate with the right experience. 13% who said they wanted electability. You total those two up, you got 40%. That's essentially what Hillary got. So on Hillary's side, you know, people are voting for Bernie Sanders because they think he's honest, authentic, that he's trustworthy, he cares about people, okay? The people who are supporting Hillary Clinton are supporting her because they like her experience, they like her electability. Now, her electability took a big hit yesterday, but let's talk first about her experience. And let's let Julian Assange speak. What he said was, Libya has been destroyed. It's become a haven for ISIS. The Libyan National Armory was looted. Hundreds of tons of weapons were transferred to jihadists in Syria. Having learned nothing from the Libyan disaster, Hillary then set about trying to do the same thing in Syria. Hillary's war has increased terrorism, killed tens of thousands of innocent civilians, has set back women's rights in the Middle East by hundreds of years. Okay, so that's from someone who is essentially on the Democrat side, speaking as a Democrat who's looking at it. When they start to understand what Hillary's experience, quote-unquote, amounts to, they're going to be very angry if they really take an honest assessment, an honest look at it. And that's what Julian Assange talked about. And of course, there's the issues about how she is not the trustworthy candidate. She is not the candidate who cares about people. But if you take away the people who think that she's got the right experience, okay, she's already losing 60-40. You take away that 27% that say they want somebody with the right experience, okay, now she's losing 87 to 13. And then you look at those last 13%. You've got people now wondering, is she really electable? Of course, that's why Michael Bloomberg has been talking so much about this. That's why he's floated the idea that he's going to get in. And, of course, the Presidential Debate Commission is saying, we would welcome Michael Bloomberg. Not going to welcome a third-party candidate. Not going to welcome other independent candidates, but yeah, Michael Bloomberg, we'd welcome him. Think about the fact that in order to get into these various debates being run by Fox or CNN or CBS, they've got thresholds that are like 3%, 4%, 5% to get into the debates. If you want to get into the non-crowded debate for the final presidential debate as an independent, as a third party, to get in there and talk to the other two candidates, you have to have 15% before they let you speak. 15%. If they had that kind of threshold, you would have basically a debate between Donald Trump and John Kasich. That would basically be it, or Donald Trump, and maybe they'd add Ted Cruz. None of the rest of the people would be able to speak. Is that really what we want? Is that something that really serves us? I mean, one of the few things that is valuable, I think, about the presidential races are the fact that we have a discussion of policy. That we get to see who these guys really are. Are they empty suits like Marco Rubio, who've just been wound up and put up on stage and given some talking points? Or do they really have principles that they believe in, that they can support, that they can articulate from one speech to the other? Or do they just repeat these talking points like a robot? So when you look at this from this standpoint, you've now got people like Bill Maher coming out and in the LA Times and saying that Hillary Clinton is essentially a Charlie Brown. So when they're looking at this, now they're starting to look at her electability. And now her, even that is starting to look bad. But you look at this tenuous hold, and I think the what we saw there in New Hampshire with the breakdown, 60-40 between the people that think, all right, she can win, she's got great experience, not so much. That's only 40%. The other 60% of the people are looking at Bernie Sanders and saying, you know, not only do we trust him more than Hillary, trust anybody really more than Hillary, but this guy could probably win the nomination. She is in deep trouble. I don't think it's going to help them to float Michael Bloomberg. I think that's simply going to split the liberal vote, and I can't imagine anyone voting for Mr. Nanny State. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Richard Reeves, fresh return from New Hampshire, our reporter on the ground there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Campaign aid. Trump has single-handedly brought back freedom of speech. Article up by Steve Watson. Appearing on CNN Tuesday, Katrina Pearson defended Trump's use of the word vagina, or actually another word that starts with a P and ends in a Y, during a rally when he was talking about rival Ted Cruz. Now, the video of Trump repeating a supporter's jab at Cruz went viral as the crowd in attendance whooped and hollered in support. CNN asked Pearson whether she wished Trump had not used the language. If we're looking politically at the conditioning of the voters, maybe yes. But with my personal response, absolutely not, she replied. We have a full-blown assault on the First Amendment. Donald Trump has single-handedly brought back freedom of speech. Look, regardless of how you feel about Donald Trump, guess what? There's not that many people to choose from at the end of the day. You can find more reports like this at Infowars.com.
Tell folks how you got introduced to Super Male, and then when Super Female came out, tell us what happened.
After I saw such a huge positive change in my husband, I had to try it for myself.
Talk about the effects.
I feel great when I wake up in the morning. I have drive to go to the gym. I feel like I look better. I feel better. I feel sexier. I love it.
Even if you don't believe in supplements, take the challenge. Get a bottle of Super Male, a bottle of Super Female. Check it out for yourself. Consult your physician. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. This is life-changing.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me live in studio right now is Richard Reeves. Richard has been our reporter live on the ground in Iowa and New Hampshire, and that reminds me, the thing that allows us to keep up this operation, to send our reporters out, of course, are the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. We appreciate your support, and we try to offer you the very best quality products that help you with your health. We've got a couple of specials as well that are ending tonight. We've got Silver Bullet, 15% off. That ends tonight, as well as 15% off our new product. This is Anthroplex. It is a sister product to Super Male Vitality. The two of them are designed to work together synergistically. Now, of course, Super Male Vitality is a liquid formulation. Anthroplex is a twice-daily pill formulation. You can get those two together, and, of course, they work together, but they also work together as a sale. 15% off and free shipping. Now, this sale is going to end tonight for Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality, as well as the sale for the Silver Bullet. Both of those are going to end today. And in addition to the free shipping, in addition to the 15% off, you can also get an additional 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. That'll guarantee that you don't run out of these products. Even if we start to run low on supplies, we make sure that the auto ship people are taken care of. So you can get an additional 10% discount, as well as make sure that you're not going to run out of these supplements in the future. Again, 15% off Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality. That ends today. And also 15% off Silver Bullet. That ends tonight as well. Well, Richard, it's been an interesting couple of primaries. Of course, they're going to be going to South Carolina. I guess you're going to be going there as well coming up.
Well, definitely. We've got South Carolina coming up and then the Nevada caucuses coming up during this month.
And we've had Chris Christie, as I reported earlier, says that he took some time off. He canceled an event today in South Carolina. And let's play a clip from Chris Christie where he says he's going to take a little bit of time to reconsider things.
Mary Pat and I spoke tonight, and we've decided that we're going to go home to New Jersey tomorrow, and we're going to take a deep breath, see what the final results are tonight, because that matters, whether we're sixth or fifth, and exactly how all the final votes will be counted. And because so many New Hampshire residents came out to vote today, it's going to take a while to count these votes. So we want to see exactly what happens. And so we're going to go home to New Jersey to wait. By tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, we should know. We should know what the vote count is, and that's going to allow us to make a decision about how we move from here in this race. But there's no reason to go to sit in South Carolina in a hotel room to hear that. We'll go home. We haven't been home for 2 weeks, so we can actually get a change of clothes. So it'd be a nice thing. That's right. And so we will go home to New Jersey tomorrow morning. We will make a decision on our next step forward based upon the results that come in here completed here in New Hampshire. But on behalf of Mary Pat and Andrew.
Okay, let's stop it there. Of course, he was saying he was going to go back and see if he was going to come in at fifth or sixth place. What he did was he came in sixth place. He needed to come in fifth place in order to stay alive in the debates. They're going to have a debate in South Carolina on Saturday. He didn't make that. So he's going to be out of the debate. That's been his forte. He spent 72 days in New Hampshire. He spent a lot of time there, worked that very hard, just like Kasich did. But he didn't make fifth place. He didn't make 10%. So all of his votes went to Donald Trump, who was the winner. Very disappointing for him. And as we reported earlier, he called Donald Trump last night, and they talked about the future. Didn't say what was discussed. But, of course, Donald Trump was very complimentary of Chris Christie. He would like to have his support one way or the other.
Well, sooner or later, he's got to put the hammer lock on Chris Christie later on to get him to cooperate with his agenda.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's starting that game already, which is good to see because, you know, if you just totally make enemies, salted earth, nuclear, political wasteland,
yeah,
then you can't get stuff done.
And well, that's interesting because we've seen this now with both Chris Christie and with Ben Carson. When you see the kind of the train wreck that really wasn't the fault of the candidates. If you got that B-roll, guys, you can put that up there. The train wreck where they were announcing the candidates on the Saturday debate. And Ben Carson came out part of the way, and because of applause and because he was between backstage and front stage, he was confused, couldn't hear his name. And Donald Trump came out there and stood behind him, kind of said, I think they want you to go out, Ben. Ben wasn't sure, so he stood there, and he stayed there with him. And then, you know, Jeb Bush goes around him, kind of gives him a funky look. You can see this happen. We're playing it here for people who are looking at it. But, you know, it was kind of a conciliatory move towards Ben Carson. Ben Carson was asked by Neil Cavuto if he'd consider being a VP nominee for Donald Trump. He said, yeah, I'd consider it. I mean, that's unusual. You don't usually hear that. Most of the time they'll just say, we're not going to talk about that. I'm still in the race. So he's reached out. He's been conciliatory. He's been kind of nice to Ben Carson, nice to Chris Christie on his remarks last night. So, yeah, he's trying to be a little bit more of a politician, a diplomat with some of the people who are possibly going to be dropping out soon.
Right. Well, as I'm sure you probably saw, and the InfoWarriors in the audience probably saw, that when Trump was angry and attacking Cruz harshly occasionally and attacking Jeb Bush harshly, then they would seize on those moments, mm-hmm. making Donald Trump look very angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was part of the game. So that's just like on our homepage today on InfoWars, I see here that, you know, they're Fox making it look like that Trump dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah.
In an audience, in a speech. And by the way, that scene that you just showed about the Saturday night debate where Ben Carson held up because he thought he didn't get called out yet to come to the stage. Trump talked about that in a speech and said, you really could not hear. You could not hear what was going on. So it was a matter that Carson actually, you know, he didn't hear the cue.
Well, it was a total train wreck. I mean, right. They even had After they did get Trump and Carson out on stage, they still had John Kasich way back there. Chris Christie said, "You want me to introduce Kasich?" Because they had forgotten to introduce Kasich. So it wasn't really the candidate's fault. It was really the people who were running the debate.
And I had not seen that particular shot, but there's actually one guy in the background that's waving Carson.
Yeah.
On there.
Yeah, he comes out a couple of times from the back, sticks his head around and goes, go on. And then sees he's on television and pulls back. So, but it was a real train wreck. It was kind of funny.
Going back to the Chris Christie situation, you know, last night as we discussed, I was really concerned that the powers that be were going to jigger his numbers up to the 10% threshold.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm looking this morning, I see that he actually dropped down a percentage. So really,
but they did get Rubio just a hair over 10%, 10.7%.
I'm telling you, they're not done with Rubio. They might have kicked him down a notch
for this
New Hampshire primary. But I still think he's a fair-haired child, boy of the New World Order.
Oh, they like him. He gave them everything that they wanted. And what he did was he played the conservatives, the Tea Party's four suckers. That's why Phyllis Schlafly and others are so angry at him. He came in and he campaigned as somebody who was with them on immigration, on many other issues. And as soon as, and I remember when they came in, I remember Rand Paul was part of that class, Mike Lee, Marco Rubio, and everybody said, oh, good, we got some people who we think are going to do what conservatives want to do. And he was the one who betrayed everybody worse than anyone,
And see, I think that key point that you make, David, is one of the things that makes him a favored son.
Oh yeah.
The New World Order is, hey, we want these guys that can really deceive the people and the masses out there. And so Marco Rubio's,
he will say or do anything, the
chameleon that he is, to look like a Tea Partier, to look like somebody that's interested in the Constitution, liberty, freedom, etc., and then stab him in the back. That ability right there, that, you know, that's like, hey, you rise to the top when you have that in the New World Order system.
Well, the interesting thing is, as I reported just a few minutes ago, there was record turnout on the GOP side. Not so much on the Democrat side. It wasn't a record for them. But still, if you look at the demographics across the board for both Trump and Sanders, they basically carried everything across the board. So when you look at the 33-35% that Trump got, he got that in pretty much every demographic, whether you're breaking it down by income or by race or by age or by sex. And the same thing for Bernie Sanders. I mean, he really clobbered Hillary Clinton. He beat her in everything except for the over 65. I guess she got the grandma vote. You know, she was telling the Spanish people, yeah, I'm going to be your abuela or whatever the Spanish term for grandmother is. I guess that's what she was. She got the grandma vote.
And I think that when you look at that faction, the over 65, clearly, what are they watching? You know, they're not on a computer.
Good point.
They're not reading.
Good point.
They're not online. You know, they don't have smartphones even probably. Yep. They've still got, they've got a cell phone, but it's just basically texts and phone calls.
It shows the power of the mainstream
media.
They
still have it. They're dangerous. Exactly. They're dangerous. When is an animal most dangerous?
Yeah.
When they're cornered.
When they're wounded.
And we've got them cornered, folks.
Well, I told the story. I'll briefly recap it. Back in 1992 when I was with the Libertarian Party, we had a very unknown candidate, Andre Maru. He'd been the VP for Ron Paul when he ran 4 years earlier. He was a state rep in Alaska, and he was running as a Libertarian. But an activist had given a subscription to Libertarian magazine to everybody in Dixville Notch, the little town that votes at midnight, okay?
Right, where Kasich prevailed and Bernie prevailed.
Yeah, but they had given a subscription to a Libertarian magazine to everybody there, and Andre Maru won that. And when I saw that, I thought, that's the power of being able to inform people. And there wasn't any way back in 1992, there wasn't any way to break that monopoly that mainstream media has. I call them the eyewash media because it really is a propaganda method. You couldn't break that. You couldn't afford to give a subscription to that many different people, right? And you didn't have the internet, you didn't have InfoWars, you didn't have the Drudge Report, you didn't have these alternative ways that people could get their information. And that's what we're seeing. It's a good point when you point out the people over 65, they're getting all their information from watching mainstream news, and we can see what a lock that gives the establishment.
You know, they're watching Good Morning America, they're watching the ABC, CBS, I mean, they're not even watching the news channels like CNN and Fox, most likely they're getting everything from that 5:30 ABC, CBS, NBC, national news.
That's right.
And another thing you talked about when you just mentioned Maru about how he went up to Dixville Notch in New Hampshire and did retail politics and was victorious with that. Well, you know, the big states of Iowa.
Well, he didn't even go there.
Oh, he
did? It was simply the strength of the information coming from a monthly subscription, giving people just a little bit of a different insight, a different perspective, giving them the liberty perspective.
So yeah, retail politics in the mailbox.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
The retail politics in the mailbox. And, you know, with Iowa and New Hampshire, you know, they're not big necessarily in geographical size, but they're big as far as, you know, these presidential races. Retail politicking is at a premium. And yeah. We've learned that. We've seen, you know, in 2008 with Mike Huckabee on, you know, on the ground, stumping, winning the state out of nowhere with the mainstream media push. So he had that big advantage right there because the mainstream media literally brought him in as the faux Ron Paul mm-hmm. in 2008. I know we've talked about it before, but it's still important to look back and see those moments in history. Then Santorum with his ground game and a big mainstream media push. But Cruz really did earn that Iowa victory, I think. Now, the shenanigans that he did with Carson, not good. You know, I don't condone that at all.
It really has.
But he did shake the most hands. Now, in New Hampshire, we had John Kasich was the leader with the ground game. Christie was number two. But that didn't benefit Christie as much because, you know, people, when they see him in person or whatever, they'll come and see him at an event or whatever. But I just don't think he's a likable guy.
Yeah.
When they see him, they like some of the things he says about national security and things like that. But
New Hampshire's a little bit more liberal. Maybe they don't oppose his policies. But I mean, Chris Christie is, he's been somebody who campaigned to put in an assault weapon ban. He's not with us on very many issues. This guy is very authoritarian in terms of, you know, he comes at it from perspective of a prosecutor. And in spite of all of the personal stories that he has about a family member who was, actually it wasn't a family member. That was Colley Fiorina. But he talks about a colleague of his whose life was destroyed by prescription drug abuse. But he still wants to hammer this war on drugs, and he still wants to shut down the 10th Amendment and tell these states that have said we're not going to send people to prison for marijuana. He says, no, I'm going to do it as president.
Well,
he's very authoritarian.
If Chris Christie drops out of the race, maybe Hollywood calls him and they start a new series of The Sopranos.
You know? That's what he would do really well.
That's a possible thing. But anyway, one of the ways that we would kind of try to gauge whether the polls were correct or what the sense is out there is literally by going to events, and we would pop into, you know, as many different events as we could. In some cases, we would stay for the whole event. In other cases, we would just pop in. And with Chris Christie, on the last pop-in event that we did with Chris Christie, it was literally at an internet cloud-based business mm-hmm. where the majority of the crowd, well, probably a third of the crowd was press mm-hmm. out of maybe somewhere 100, 150 people, probably about 150 people total. So you're talking about 50 of it was press. And the other probably out of the 100, probably 70, 80 were people that worked there at that facility, you know, taking a break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was, you know, just basically a set up deal. So, you know, probably 20 or 30 people came from the outside as guests to actually see Chris Christie. And so when I saw that, I knew that, you know, even though he's done all the groundwork and et cetera, the shaking the hands, that he was going to be single digits.
Well, I think he's smart
enough. They didn't engage black box voting.
He's not going to do too well going down to South Carolina, especially if he's not in the debate. I think he's smart enough to try to cut a deal, for something with a person who now looks like the nominee, Donald Trump, while he's still got 8 or 9%. Of course, Carly Fiorina is just going to ride this train into the ground. She's not going to get out no matter what. She can go flatlining.
You just made me think of something right there. You know, Chris Christie calling Donald Trump, you know, I don't know, you know, we know that at 8%, Chris Christie gets either one or two, at least one, maybe two New Hampshire delegates, or would have, but they passed to Trump.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Yeah, yeah.
Now, what this phone call might be is Chris Christie. See, here's how it works. Folks, you know, we talked about how every state has a different system on how they get the delegates to Cleveland. They have a system in New Hampshire that I could not have imagined, okay? The way the system is in New Hampshire is the candidates file to run for president back in November of 2015. And then a week or two after filing, they each have to submit a list of about 40 candidates that they like, that they know in New Hampshire, that are registered eligible voters in New Hampshire. Each candidate lists their slate of potential delegates mm-hmm. of like 40 names. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this phone call, what it may really be about, is Chris Christie saying, hey, you know, normally I would get X number of delegates. here's a couple of names off my list. I want you to put them on there.
Oh, in case it goes to a brokered convention.
Yeah. So that's a danger. That's a danger right there. So Donald Trump, if you hear this episode, this show today, don't fall for that.
Well, who knows? He might be negotiating for an attorney general position.
Well, he could be, but do we want that?
I don't. And that's one of the things that concerns me. You know, I agree with Donald Trump on the trade issue. We've talked about that. I think it's very important. I think he is really the only block that we've got at the moment to TPP. I think anybody else in the GOP or the Democrat side is going to basically sign on to TPP. I don't trust Bernie Sanders to push that back. Certainly Hillary Clinton is all for it, the rest of the establishment candidates. So that's important. But when you look at the other stuff, it does concern me so much about Donald Trump's authoritarian urges. That's something that I'm very concerned about. But I think the key thing here is that we have to understand that we're not going to have some savior as president. We're going to have to do the heavy lifting for our liberty. We're going to have to do that at the state and local level. The presidential race isn't going to deliver that for us. It's very clear at this point. Stay with us. We'll be
right back.
Winter
has just begun. And are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to our reporter, Richard Reeves, who's been live on the ground in Iowa and in New Hampshire. He's going to be heading back now to South Carolina to see what happens there. We're just kind of getting his impressions. He's been following a lot of reports, but of course, just talking to him about the things that he saw on the ground. We were talking during the break. I asked him if he saw any rallies on the Democrat side. Tell us what you saw with the Sanders and...
Well, on this New Hampshire trip, we weren't able to squeeze in going to an actual big event, but we did see an impromptu Bernie Sanders rally marching down the streets with Bernie Sanders in the midst of it.
Oh,
gotta give him credit, man. That guy.
Do they have like hammer and sickle flags and Che Guevara t-shirts? Or?
Well, not quite yet, but they are the most fervent supporters anybody could have. The Trump supporters are fervent. They're hot to do the work, make the phone calls, you know, knock on doors and all that. But Bernie Sanders, that group, that's unparalleled, you know, because they are younger.
They're going to get their college loans paid off. That's a motivating factor there, right?
They want their health care paid for. They want their college loans paid off, and they want free college. So, it's amazing that instead of actually paying them, you know, it's talking about, well, you're not going to have to pay for this or whatever. So I guess that's what's really firing them up. But, you know, Bernie is really right about one giant issue, one big issue, and that's campaign finance.
Mm-hmm.
Campaign finance, you know, for anybody to run a U.S. Senate race or for anybody to run for a U.S. House race, you know, you got to casting couch.
Yeah, you know, here's the problem. It's the same thing we've got with like the wall at the border. I think that's the wrong solution to a real problem. Okay. And you get the wrong solution when you don't understand what the source of the problem is. We're going to be talking to the vice president of the Border Patrol Association, in the next hour. But when you don't understand that the situation at the border is because you're offering people amnesty and free tuition and all kinds of, you know, the welfare state, and because of the war on drugs, you're bringing in the violence and you created these gangs. When you don't understand the root cause, then you're not going to come up with the right solution. And the thing about campaign finance is that's an artificial construct. That never works. They'll always find a way around it because you have incentivized. There's such an incentive for companies to buy access to Washington because there's so much money and power there. That's the problem. There's too much money and power in Washington. That's the problem, and you're never going to be able to solve it with some kind of artificial campaign finance reform. That'll never solve the problem. You got to get the power and the money out of Washington. It's the corruption.
Well, and that's got to be addressed because, like I said, if you're a U.S. senator, these guys are all sold out.
Yeah.
And that's Donald Trump's thing, too.
Yeah.
On the other side, he's bringing his own money to the table. And he talks about that these guys are sold out. They belong to their donors. They're going to answer to their donors. So, but I want to shift into real quick before we're out of time in this segment is talking about the current delegate count, because that's one thing that we really need to watch, folks. Trump has come out now with the delegates from Iowa and New Hampshire total up to 17 delegates, and the total, complete total with all the delegates for Iowa and New Hampshire add up to 45 delegates. So he's standing at 37% of the current delegates. And as we talked about, you mentioned earlier in the show about superdelegates, et cetera, Trump really needs to be going into Cleveland, Ohio at the RNC in July with a 60% of delegates.
Because of the games that are played with the superdelegates that are part of the establishment, both Republicans and Democrats.
We saw how they stacked that delegation that showed up Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why these establishment candidates, other than Marco Rubio, you've got Chris Christie, you've got Jeb Bush, you've got Kasich. They will not talk about, hey, get yourself to Cleveland, because they don't need to, because it's always been just, hey, status quo for them.
Yeah.
Their people show up.
Well, we're going
to
continue with Richard in the next segment. I just want to remind people that we have the 15% off Silver Bullet, as well as the 15% off the package of Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality. That will end tonight. Go to InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems, introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean. You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in.
Welcome back to this segment. We're going to still talk to Richard Reeves, our reporter who's been on the ground in New Hampshire and Iowa. We're going to ask him a couple of questions about what he thinks is ahead in South Carolina. Of course, Ben Carson didn't really campaign much in New Hampshire. He's going to be going to South Carolina. But, of course, Cruz looks like he's going to become more of a factor in South Carolina. That's a more conservative area than New Hampshire. He still came in third place in New Hampshire. He claims that that was a win, you know, because, I mean, you know, third place is a win for Rubio in Iowa, right? Bronze is the new gold. Well, so he came in third place. I guess he had a win there. But he will be more of a factor in South Carolina.
Absolutely. I think that Ted Cruz actually is going to garner the number two position in primary voting, barring black box voting being engaged. And look for Donald Trump in the upcoming South Carolina election to get up into the 40 percentage points. I think that, right. I think Donald Trump has been paying a retail politic penalty. Mm-hmm. I think that, like I said, in Iowa, retail politics, Ted Cruz shaking hands. In New Hampshire, John Kasich shaking hands, looking people in the eye. They garnered the retail politic benefits. Well, that's not going to be as big a factor. Well,
certainly when you see something like Chris Christie calling up Donald Trump to talk to him, that's a recognition by somebody who's probably a lot more savvy than, say, Rick Santorum in terms of, you know, Rick Santorum endorsed Rubio. It's a lot more, I think Chris Christie is a lot more politically savvy, so it's kind of a recognition of him being far and away the front leader there. I thought it was interesting in terms of talking about Cruz. I mean, he is the consummate sneaky politician, not only with what he did as the Iowa caucuses were beginning, telling people that he thought that Carson would, you know, spreading the rumor that Carson was going to be dropping out. But then he went to New Hampshire and he started telling people, started raising expectations for Marco Rubio, saying, I think it's quite possible Marco Rubio might come in first. Well, he ought to be coming in first place.
Actually, prior to the Saturday debate, that's how it looked. I think that was a real assessment by Cruz, because that's actually what I was saying.
Hey, really? I didn't see that in any of the polls.
Oh, yeah. They were lavishing on Marco Rubio coming out of Iowa. Remember said, oh, wow, what a wonderful performance. Third place in Iowa. Yeah. Marco Mentum.
But so, I never saw any polls where he was any closer than, say, 14 or 15% in actual polls. I know the media was pushing it that way. I know Cruz was trying to build expectations that way. But there was never any evidence of that in terms of any polls. And as Politico pointed out, they called his suggestion mischievous.
Well, but 14, 15% in this particular race in New Hampshire garners him a third place over Cruz if he gets the 14 or 15%. So. Mm-hmm. Would have been another third for Marco. Not much Marco momentum there. Yeah. But, well, Saturday knocked the wind out of Marco's sails. But they're not done. You know, the New World Order, they've got, you know, we talked about the splitter strategy on a previous interview back in December with Rob Dew. The splitter strategy where the establishment, basically, they've got, let's say Chris Christie drops out. So we're talking about Kasich, Bush, Rubio, three establishment candidates. And then you'll have Trump. And then Cruz, who we don't know who he's going to double cross somebody. Cruz is either going to double cross the constitutionalists, the patriots, or he's going to double cross the money master, the Goldman Sachs, the New World Order. We just don't know yet.
Well, I mean, who do you think he would double cross? You think he's going to double cross the Money Masters? I mean, he has brought in more money than pretty much anybody else on that side except for Jeb, okay, in terms of big donations. He's been right up there with Jeb and Hillary in terms of the money from the bankers and Wall Street and the super PACs and that sort of thing.
Well, then it sounds like, you know,
I think it's the case, I think the people are going to get the shaft.
So
are going to be the mainstream conservative libertarian voters from Ted Cruz. I don't think he's going to give the shaft to Goldman Sachs.
Well, if that's the case with the money, then yes, we're in trouble. So potentially it's going to boil down to Donald Trump versus four establishment people, which we talked about the splitter strategy. Donald Trump needs to be getting 60% of the delegates. The sooner that starts happening, the better. The sooner he starts getting over that 50% threshold in the primaries with the popular vote, then the closer he can get to getting those delegates.
Thank you, Richard. Richard Reed.
This is Joe Bays with Infowars.com. Anti-Beyonce rally planned for next week at NFL headquarters. Controversy continues to swirl around Beyonce's Super Bowl halftime show performance. The pop superstar is being accused of using her performance to attack police officers. Beyonce and her dancers were wearing leather and black berets, which was apparently a nod to the Black Panthers movement. One dance formation seemed to acknowledge Malcolm X, and other dancers had fists in the air, which was reminiscent of the Black Power salutes of the 1960s and 1970s. Representative Peter King of New York told CBS too that the NFL should have canceled her appearance. I found the entire show objectionable. Despite the criticism, Beyonce has seen her share of supporters for her performance. Black Lives Matter activist Melina Abdullah praised her for being like artists who are willing to raise social consciousness and use their artistry to advance social justice. You can find more reports like this at Infowars.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. A highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. Sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Wild crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we just have put up an article that Chris Christie has, in fact, dropped out of the race. You can see that at InfoWars.com. We'll talk about that in a moment. Right now, we're going to go to the Vice President of the Border Patrol Association, and his name is Sean Moran. He testified a year ago for Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee about the problems at the border. You know, we're all frustrated about what's going on with the open borders, and no one is more frustrated about it than the Border Patrol itself. They're very angry about the fact that our government is essentially telling them to stand down, to release people that are coming into our country, that are being intercepted, caught, given court dates, they're not showing up. So the response of the Obama administration was, well, let's just let them go because it looks bad when people don't show up to court. We had an article last week from the president of the National Border Patrol Council who said we might as well abolish our immigration laws. And that's true. We might as well just do that, I guess, if we're not going to enforce that. But that's essentially what our president has done by executive order. He has essentially abolished our immigration laws. So we're going to talk to Sean Moran again. He is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. You can find him at bpunion.org. You can get information about this, the council that he's part of. And they represent Border Patrol officers who are the front line on the border, and they are very, very concerned about what they see happening, very frustrated about this. Actually, they represent 18,000 Border Patrol agents and support personnel assigned to the U.S. border. So joining us now is Sean Moran. Thank you for speaking to us, Mr. Moran.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's good to be back on the show.
Now, we've got a lot of people concerned about what's going on. We see what's happening. I was just in the Big Bend region with my wife last week. And, of course, as we were there, we got the Rio Grande, a very narrow, shallow river. As we were walking around a canyon there, went around a corner, there was a guy who was serenading us on the other side, a Mexican guy. He had a tip jar on the American side. They're going back and forth very easily with that. And yet there was no presence in terms of Border Patrol there. As we left the park, about 40 miles north of the park, there was a permanent station set up on one of the roads going north, and they were just asking people, are you an American citizen? And we'd say, yeah. You know, they'd say, well, go ahead. What does that accomplish? Are you frustrated by that kind of approach?
Well, we are, because that is part of our defense in depth, but we've forgotten about certain parts of the strategy. Under Operation Gatekeeper, Operation Hold the Line in El Paso, that all started in the mid to late 90s, you're supposed to have agents at the border stopping people from coming in, apprehending the ones that are there. You have those permanent checkpoints that you referenced, and those are set up so that we can interdict people and drugs on the way to major cities in the U.S. And then we're supposed to have Interior Patrol. Unfortunately, you don't have Border Patrol agents going out there doing that. It's been delegated away to ICE, and ICE seems more interested in doing other types of activity that don't really relate to immigration enforcement.
Yeah, I mean, there's another one that we encountered close to Corpus Christi. There's a couple of different roads that we can go south from Austin to Corpus Christi. And as we go down, one route down, there's no permanent station, and another route that's coming up, there is a permanent station. So I would assume that, the drug cartels know where these permanent locations are. I wouldn't think that would be very effective.
Yeah, obviously the permanent ones are well known, and we try to set up what are called tactical checkpoints where we give little, notice, and we put them up so that we can hopefully interdict, people. We've found that the temporary checkpoints are far more effective than permanent checkpoints on every road, because they will just find a way around them. So the effectiveness is definitely cut down if they're open all the time. If you can randomize it and use them to help apprehend and interdict drugs and people, then they're far more effective.
It just, from our perspective, I mean, it just seems like there are these stations that are set up that don't really do anything except harass American citizens, and yet there's no presence at the actual border itself from our perspective.
Well, it's two different things, because you have stations that have that are checkpoint stations. That's all they do. Mm-hmm. But then you also have stations that work the border itself. Okay. I think both types of stations are undermanned. And at any one time, you could have, depending on how many linear miles of border you have, it could be quite a bit of territory that you have to cover. So you can't see a Border Patrol agent linking arms from Brownsville to San Diego.
Right.
I'm not sure that could ever happen.
Well, you know, there's a lot of frustration with the public. I mean, looking at the response from the exit polls and the election that we saw yesterday in New Hampshire, it was a big issue in New Hampshire. And New Hampshire is a long way from the border. But you had 63% of Republican New Hampshire voters said a candidate would need to agree with them on immigration. And what they said was 86% of them said illegal immigrants had broken the law, should be penalized. 83% said illegal immigrants harm national security. More than 75% said that illegal immigrants were driving down wages. So even in a northern state like New Hampshire, as far away from the border, because most of this is happening with the southern border, they're very concerned about it. They feel that it is something that when they talk about harming national security, they're concerned that terrorist organizations are going to come in, drug gangs are going to come in. They feel that it's driving down wages. So there's frustration that nothing is being done. But I understand you're frustrated as well, because you've got an administration that is has decided that they're essentially going to abolish the immigration laws by executive order. And that's what the president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, said last week. He said, we might as well abolish our immigration laws altogether. You've got a policy where they are telling you that you have to release people because they're not showing up to court. Just let them go and do not track them. Talk to us about that.
Well, first, let me say, I believe immigration affects every community in this country. And I think that's why we see such a importance in the current presidential elections and in places like New Hampshire. New Hampshire knows about the borders. They have, I believe it's over 100 miles of a border with Canada. So they know what it's like. They know the threat is real, that people can slip across the Canadian border just as easily, probably easier than they can with the U.S.-Mexico border. But the Obama administration, getting back to that, they have enacted executive actions and policies that have gutted our immigration enforcement. And it runs counter to what the American people want. I think over the past 10 years, we have seen an increase in awareness of the border, support for Border Patrol agents, support for immigration enforcement. And that's just not happening, because we are carving out whole sections of the law and throwing them away so that Border Patrol agents are effectively handcuffed and unable to do their job as they're supposed to do.
One of the things that they're doing now in this new policy from Obama is you're looking at people and say that, well, as long as they don't have a previous felony arrest conviction, as long as they claim to have been continuously in the United States since January of 2014, you have to release them. And of course, the point is they can just claim that they've been here. They don't have to prove that in any way. That's absolutely amazing. That really is just shutting down the border, the immigration laws.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think it's irresponsible. Anytime we have any type of curtailment of enforcement, or we have a new policy that might restrict something we can do, previous to our current, I'll use this as an example, our current pursuit policy, when we have criminals that are trying to abscond in a vehicle, during the 1990s and early 2000s, we basically had no pursuit policy. If anybody committed any type of traffic infraction or failed to stop for a Border Patrol vehicle, we were ordered to shut down the pursuit, turn around, and go the other way. And we often left other agencies holding the bag on that. If it crashed and burned, or people were killed in the pursuit, other agencies had to clean up the mess. And that is just wrong. This is an immigration violation. It may be a Homeland Security violation or a customs violation, and that's our responsibility to deal with. So it shouldn't be agencies like the Texas Rangers or Arizona DPS or California Highway Patrol that have to deal with criminals like this that are fleeing through their towns. So these groups, these smuggling organizations, know very quickly what our restrictions are, how far we can go, what we can do, how we respond. And they will exploit that. And we're seeing that in South Texas with all the unaccompanied minors and the family groups that are coming across. This is a huge payday for the cartels, because they are able to use them as cover to distract and preoccupy Border Patrol agents. And then they're able to run the people and drugs and weapons and whatever they want. It could be potential terrorists across the Rio Grande, basically unimpeded.
You know, we're seeing different stories from the press. We see kind of the liberal media saying, oh, well, the number of crossings has declined from a month ago. Yet we've seen Governor Abbott and Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar asking Obama why the number of Border Patrol agents are being cut in half. And they point out that if you look at a 3 or 4 month period, it's up 170% versus a year ago. You know, you can cherry pick data and things are going to go up or down based on weather, based on holiday seasons, that sort of thing. And that's what the liberal press is doing. They're cherry picking that. But when you look at a few months, you've got both Republicans and Democrats saying we've got 170% increase and yet you're cutting the number of Border Patrol agents by 50%. When we come back, we're going to continue talking to Sean Moran. I want to get your feedback on that. Again, it's a bipartisan concern about what's going on at the border. We'll be right back with Sean Moran, and he is with the National Border Patrol Council.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%. And the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's proflowers.com, secret code 9999.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Sean Moran. He's Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council. You know, when we look at the election results in New Hampshire, we look at the strong showing of Donald Trump. The key factor in Donald Trump's rise has been the public's frustration with open borders and how that's been shut down. And, of course, it's not just the public's frustration with it. The Border Patrol is frustrated with this. They're very concerned about what's going on. I want to play for you real quickly a clip from the Border Patrol talking about how they're essentially completing the smuggling process.
Well, let me ask you about this. When you say that the federal government's aiding and abetting, sounds like they're supposed to be protecting this border. You mean aiding and abetting. What do you mean specifically?
Actually, what's happening is that the federal government is actually completing the smuggling cycle by having a parent sending their child to the U.S. border and having them smuggled. That is only part of the smuggling cycle. Then it comes to the federal government steps in. We apprehend them. We process these illegal aliens, and then we release them to their family members in the U.S. We just completed that smuggling cycle. Now, why would anybody want to hire a smuggler when the U.S. government is actually doing it for free?
Exactly. Now, that's Hector Garza. He's a Border Patrol agent. We're talking to the Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council, Sean Moran. Just as we went to break, we were talking about the plans by the feds to cut border monitoring by half. And the governor here in Texas, as well as Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar, they're on in a border area of Texas, are asking why. We see a 170% increase from a year ago in terms of the number of crossings. Go ahead,
you know, Andrew. 2014 was the highest year, and then 2015 was surprisingly the second highest year that they've seen in the Rio Grande Valley. But to listen to the Obama administration and to some in the media, you would think that everything was under control in 2015. But historically, it was a very high year, but it didn't compare. It wasn't as high as 2014, so it was a non-story. But now the numbers are higher than 2014. We don't know if that will continue. We don't know why it has dropped a bit. But even with the dropping, our agents are still overwhelmed in the Rio Grande Valley and need the assistance. We're not sending agents down there currently on a temporary duty status. And we believe that the manpower needs to be supplemented and that we need to continue to enforce the border down there and try to regain control.
Now, you testified about a year ago, February 4th, 2015, you testified before the U.S. Senate's Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. You were talking about what had, at that point, was the recent push towards amnesty by the Obama administration. Tell us about your concerns with that and how you see that exacerbating the situation.
Well, anytime we talk about amnesty or immigration reform or any type of adjustment in our immigration policies, we see an increase out in the field of people coming across, and it comes through all our different sectors, primarily along the southwest border, but we still see some on the Canadian border as well. So it puts our people in danger. And I think what Mr. Garza was also referencing is the fact that we are giving people exactly what they want, and we've created no disincentive for them to come to the United States. If they know that they are going to be released into the United States, which was their goal in the first place, that word is going to spread. And we believe that's why we're seeing more unaccompanied minors again and more families coming through the Rio Grande Valley from Central America. And we said that in 2014. We said we need to hold these people pending their hearings. And if they're allowed to stay by an immigration judge, that's fine. They're then following the law. But if they're not, they need to be removed from the country. They can't be given a notice to appear and a court date that may be 2 years down the road, because one, they're never going to show up. And two, the word is going to spread that, hey, we're going to be here in America for at least a few years. You might as well come up from Honduras or whatever country they're coming from at that time.
Well, of course, we've incentivized them coming, and that's what the amnesty does. We give And that's my concern about it. I would like to be able to move about freely. I don't want to be carded when I move about in my country within the borders, or I would prefer not even to be carded, really honestly, as I'm crossing a border. I mean, we used to not have, that kind of a situation. It is a function of the fact that we've created a welfare state. And once we create a massive welfare state, an entitlement state, and say that we're going to extend those benefits to people who are not citizens, we cannot sustain that in this country. We cannot provide a free education to anyone who wants to come here from wherever in the world, give them benefits that are superior even to people who have lived here all of their lives, paid taxes all of their lives. There's no way that we can sustain that. You understand that even if you don't see the tax bill, if you're a renter, you may not see the itemization, but it's the schools that are one of the key things that you're paying for in your property taxes. You're not going to be able to afford a home if we're going to provide free education to everyone from every country in the world without any qualification, without any control. We'll be right back with Sean Moran.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Leftist media labels Trump supporters racist, sexist zombies after New Hampshire win. Vitriolic headlines highlight unhinged sentiment. Article up by Paul Joseph Watson. Trump trounced nearest contender John Kasich, taking 34% of the vote, with establishment favorite Marco Rubio lagging behind in fifth place. The Huffington Post exploded with resentment, running the headline, New Hampshire goes racist, sexist, homophobic, in huge red capital letters. A short time later, the headline was changed to WTF GOP. This was just the latest salvo in the publication's long-running feud with Trump. It had previously relegated news stories about him to the entertainment section. Last month, the Huffington Post took the unprecedented step of adding a note to the bottom of every article about Trump, which described him as a liar, a racist, and a xenophobe. However, not to be outdone, the New York Daily News reacted to Trump's win by portraying the business mogul as a clown. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
My fellow InfoWarriors, I am very excited to be able to announce to you the introduction at InfoWarsLife.com of a new way to save time and money when you stock up on InfoWars Life formulations like Survival Shield X2 and Super Male Vitality. Just go to InfoWarsLife.com today, select your favorite product, click on Auto Ship before adding to cart, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. Every time you choose Auto Ship at InfoWarsLife.com, you get 10% off and you won't have to worry about running out and having to reorder next time. And of course, you can cancel with one click anytime. As you know, I'm all about the idea of a 360 win. And the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com is a sure win for everybody. A win for liberty, a win for health, and a win when it comes to big savings. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today and save 10% on your next InfoWars Life order by selecting auto ship at checkout. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, host of The Bright Side, and as many of you know, I'm on a mission to help Americans get and stay healthy. You've all heard the shocking statistics. Despite spending trillions of dollars in healthcare, nearly $10,000 per man, woman, and child in this country, obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and autoimmune illnesses are rampant. One out of three or four people is dealing with some kind of health challenge, and everyone knows at least one person with a degenerative disease. If you're dealing with a health challenge, or if you're healthy and want to maintain your vigor and longevity, and you're looking for a convenient, easy way to incorporate nutritional raw materials into your day-to-day lives to guarantee that your body is getting the fundamental nutrients, the 90 essential vitamins, minerals, fats, and amino acids it needs to do its healing work, you need to check out InfoWarsTeam.com. Give your body the gift of good nutrition. Head over to InfoWarsTeam.com. Your body will be very grateful.
On the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now, here's a surprise.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Sean Moran. He's Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council. As we pointed out last week, the President of the Border Patrol Council said, the way the Obama administration is moving in the new directions that they've given us to release people, if they claim that they've been here since January 2014, They don't have to substantiate that. If they don't have any felonies, we have to release them, and we cannot track them. And so that kind of frustration, we're all frustrated with what we see in terms of the open borders, but certainly the Border Patrol itself is frustrated with this. I mean, clearly the public frustration with what's going on is what is behind the massive rise of Donald Trump. That has been his key issue from the very beginning. We got to do something about the border. If we don't have a border, we don't have a nation. And quite frankly, as long as we've got a welfare state, as I was saying in the last segment, if we've got a welfare state and we're not going to control access to that welfare state, but we're going to open it up to the entire world and we're going to give them access to free education and other issues, we will cease to exist not only just as a national entity, but we will bankrupt ourselves. And of course, that's the plan. Socialists came out with that plan back in the 1960s. A couple of socialist economists, Cloward and Piven, said that's what we need to do. We need to tear down America so we can then rebuild it into a socialist utopia. The way we're going to do that is by offering an expanded welfare state that bankrupts the system. I want to go back to Officer Moran and talk to him about what is ahead with this. But before we do, I want to let you know about a couple of specials that we've got that are ending today at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, we have our new product, Anthroplex. We've had an introductory sell with that. If you buy that along with Super Male Vitality, you get both of those for 15% off plus free shipping. And again, they are designed to work together to complement each other. Super Male Vitality, our liquid formulation of ingredients in this new twice-daily pill formulation, Anthroplex. We also have another sale that is ending today. Silver Bullet, 15% off. That ends tonight. And again, with both of those, you get an additional 10% off if you choose to get auto ship, which means that you will not run out of supply. You pick the interval at which you would like to have it shipped to you, and we guarantee that you'll get that. And we will also give you an additional 10%. We have a new special as well, 15% off Prostaguard. That is a key supplement for men as you get older. It has a blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, copper, and many other key ingredients. Again, 15% off Prostaguard, and that is a new special that's just starting, but the special for Silver Bullet and Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality together, 15% off. Those two sales will end tonight. Now, Officer Moran, as we're looking at this, one of the things that, you know, clearly it's not sustainable from an economic situation if we're just going to have open borders and we're going to have amnesty and we're going to let everyone come here and get a free education. But the other issue is what's going on with the war on drugs, and whether it's an intended or an unintended consequence, we've seen the rise of these very dangerous gangs in Mexico. Talk to us about the concerns that the Border Patrol has and what you face in terms of MS-13 and some of these very, very vicious and violent gangs that have been fostered by the war on drugs in Mexico.
Yeah, the drug war obviously is a very profitable enterprise for these cartels. They are businesses, and they are looking to get product to the United States to fuel the demand. And so they're willing to do whatever it takes, including kill Border Patrol agents, to get their drugs across. And one of the trends that we're seeing is a decrease in the amount of marijuana that we're encountering. Yet the numbers of seizures of coke and heroin, methamphetamine, while the numbers aren't going up, the total weight that we're catching per seizure has almost doubled, where it was pretty rare to see 20 to 30 pounds of cocaine, methamphetamine, or heroin. We're now routinely seeing 50, 60, even sometimes 70 pounds in vehicle loads.
Hmm. I find that interesting because, you know, of course, the reason that that marijuana is declining is because I think it's been legalized in several different Western states. And so now there is a legal alternative to this. And so we see the profit center for the, if you want to call them that, the mafia, the drug mafia, is now declining, just as we saw with alcohol prohibition. You had it run by the gangs like Al Capone, and then when it became legalized, they had to move to different areas. They didn't go away. They moved into different areas because once you create these monsters, they tend to hang around. So they got other things, other games that they can get into, like human trafficking. Of course, that's one aspect of it that's very dangerous. But these gangs are far more dangerous than the old Al Capone gangs. I mean, when we look at the number of people that have been killed in Mexico with the war on drugs, we look at the tactics that they use with beheadings. I mean, talk to us about the concerns that and the things that you face as Border Patrol agents when you confront these violent gangs, because you're out in areas where you really don't you've got issues in terms of communication. You're patrolling very remote areas, over large areas, and it's difficult to get backup in some cases, isn't it?
That's correct. The hiring announcements when we are recruiting Border Patrol agents specifically spell out that you will often work at night alone in remote areas far from backup. There's been times that it's not uncommon for Border Patrol agents to be 90 minutes away by vehicle from their nearest backup.
Wow.
You are always outnumbered. When dealing with the cartels, you're very often outgunned. And you're working areas like outside of Ajo, Arizona, and in the Big Bend National Park, which are very remote, very rough terrain. So it's a very difficult job. It's a very dangerous job. We've lost 120 agents in the line of duty since 1924. And most of those have occurred, the majority of them have occurred since the implementation of our forward deployed strategy under Operation Gatekeeper and Operation Hold the Line.
You know, it's the sort of thing, too, that it seems like it's increasing the violence in Mexico that's based on the drug war. I know that my son and the church that we were involved in North Carolina before we moved out here to Texas, they would do regular mission trips down to Mexico, and it... The border town there, things got so difficult at that orphanage that they stopped the trips with the younger people going down there to help them because it got too dangerous on the Mexican side. And yet we're seeing that kind of violence spill over into Texas as well.
Yeah, it's true. When I'm asked about going to Mexico, they ask where they should go and what's the safest place. And I tell them the safest course of action is not to go. I know most Border Patrol agents will not go down to Mexico, and I've seen many NGOs such as church groups stop some of these service trips because of the violence that takes place. But now we're seeing it in America, and it's not just Texas, it's Arizona, it's California. And if we do not take the threat seriously, we will continue to see things like this, and we need to crack down on the cartels and any type of operations that they're conducting north of the border.
Let me ask you, because this all plays a very, very big part in the elections that we're looking at here. As everybody knows, it's what's behind the rise of Donald Trump. We look at the things that are driving the violence. Again, when we see that marijuana is legalized in several states out west, all of a sudden they stop bringing marijuana across. But then they move to something else that's illegal at that point. And if they stop the war on drugs, I'm assuming that they will move to human trafficking, something else like that. But what do you think is the solution to this? Do you think that a wall at the border is going to be something that's practical, or are there going to be ways to go under it, over it, around it, to bribe their way through it?
Well, I hope it won't be the last one. I think it would, I'd be very disappointed if Border Patrol agents were to succumb to corruption to allow people through the fence. Many of the corruption cases we see within CBP occur at ports of entry, but that's not to say that we haven't had corrupt Border Patrol agents. I just hope that we can root out those that are going to be corrupt and get them out of the Border Patrol so that the public does have faith in us. But when it comes to the fence is one tool that we have in our proverbial toolbox. If you build a 20-foot fence, the smugglers are going to build a 21-foot ladder.
Yeah.
And in fact, they have that someone that we call the ladder man. When you're working in an urban area or an area that has the double layer fence, when the human smugglers try to bring a group across, they have one man whose sole job is to carry the ladder. It's usually made out of rebar, and he hooks it on the secondary fence and the group goes up and over and he brings the fence back to Mexico. So they know how to counter our operations and try to exploit any seam that they find. So the fence is just one part of the overall strategy. It has been fantastic at stopping vehicle loads from coming across the border. It has almost eliminated that. But in terms of human smuggling, it is a speed bump that slows it down, allows agents in our more urban areas like San Diego, Nogales, anywhere that there's a city and you have infrastructure right near the city, it has helped slow down the human traffic. I think the real solution is, and it's one that Washington doesn't want to talk about and very few legislators actually want us to do, and that's by policy. And that is to go out and fully enforce our authority and go out and do our job. But both parties are to blame. They have their own reasons why they want us to look effective without actually being effective. Yeah. And I think it really lies within the policy and taking the leash off of the Border Patrol and immigration officers to go out there and let us enforce the immigration laws of the United States.
I agree. I think enforcement is part of it, but I think the key thing is the way that our government is currently incentivizing this. And of course, you pointed that out when you testified in the Senate a year ago. I mean, when you people, as you pointed out in your testimony, you said in deciding whether or not to attempt to enter the country illegally, individuals are going to weigh the risks and the potential rewards. And what we have done under the Obama administration is we have really ramped up the potential rewards and we have reduced the risks down to zero.
Well, I wouldn't say the risks are zero because it is a very dangerous journey. So the risks are more physical, crossing a river, drowning in the river, being assaulted, any type of criminal activity that could happen in Mexico as you're transiting through the country to get to the United States. But we need to have tough enforcement here at home, and we need to allow our people to go out and do their jobs. And that's why the 21,000 Border Patrol agents that are out there are frustrated. Morale is low because they're not being allowed to do the job that these very patriotic Americans thought they were going to be able to do. So it's disheartening for Border Patrol agents, and we continue to hire them, and we question why anyone would want to come into a job like this right now when you're not allowed to do it. And our own president and his administration seem to be doing everything to counter Border Patrol agents and to limit our effectiveness.
Oh, absolutely. They seem to be doing everything they can to counter our ability to earn a living. I mean, we've got workers being imported. We've got jobs being exported. We've got borders being taken down left and right. And yeah, you're right. There are no, it's not a zero risk. I was thinking of it in terms of zero legal risk once they get into the country. He's basically reduced that to nothing. So we're not going to have you appear at court anymore. We're not going to track you. You're free to go. You made it across the border. And let's talk about that because we see all this about minors who are coming across. But, of course, minors can be people who are maybe even MS-13 gang members who are up to, 18 years old. And yet we see this being portrayed as 8-year-olds who are showing up at the border with their teddy bears. Is that really the case? That they're coming here as totally unaccompanied minors? I mean, are parents turning their kids over to human traffic smugglers, or is it not happening in the numbers that we've been told in the press?
You know, it really runs the whole spectrum. You do see the ones that are truly unaccompanied minors. Most times they are with an older cousin or an uncle that may be a teenager. Most are accompanied by someone that they know, but there are cases where, and in some extreme cases, very young children are being turned over to smugglers and being put in this very dangerous position, riding the train known as the Beast, mm-hmm. to get to the northern border of Mexico and try to cross into the United States. So it is a very dangerous situation, but it's not all 3-year-olds with their teddy bears, like you mentioned. It is anywhere from babies all the way up to 18-year-olds.
Yeah, because it's not really, we're not going to see, a lot of these immigrants are not just coming from Mexico or not just coming across the border from Mexico. A lot of these that are coming through here are from Central America. So they've got a very long journey. They're not going to make that as an unaccompanied minor. I mean, they've got to have some family members, but I guess technically they're unaccompanied if they don't have their mother and father with them. They could have an extended family member with them, but they would still be considered to be an unaccompanied minor. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're seeing all sorts of situations in terms of family relations and who's bringing them here. And it's not just Central Americans and it's not just Mexicans. We're seeing an increase in Cubans trying to get to the southern border prior to any possible adjustment in their immigration situation. And we're also seeing people from the Middle East. There is a definite pathway from the Middle East, a smuggling route that is ending up on our southern border. And we're seeing that from San Diego sector all the way to the Rio Grande Valley sector. And it's a concern for us. So it's not just South Texas. We're seeing it throughout the border right now. Central Americans, Cubans, and people from Syria, from Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, you name it. We are seeing it, and we're doing our best to go out there and make sure that they're arrested.
And that's what our reporters have seen when they went to the border. We saw a sign that was in multiple languages. I think even Chinese was there. You got Chinese people coming through the border as well, don't you?
Yeah, we've had Chinese coming for many years, as long as I've been in the Border Patrol. About once or twice a year, my station in Southern California, we would catch somebody from China. And it happens throughout. You see it on the northern border as well. And, you know, our agents will arrest anybody that is here illegally. It doesn't matter what country you're from.
How does it kind of break down in terms of people coming across the border? I mean, are they... if somebody's coming from China, a lot of those people might just come with an airplane ticket and just overstay their visa or whatever. But how does that break down in terms of, people who are directly crossing the border surreptitiously versus people who are coming in, with a plane? And is most of the traffic that's coming across the border, is there a much higher percentage of that that is drug cartel related? And are, you know, how does it break down in terms of people who are just coming here as immigrants who want to live?
Well, if you can get here on some type of visa and then overstay that visa, you're going to do that. But primarily on the southern border, it is mostly Mexican because of the proximity. We're on the border with Mexico. So it makes sense that we're going to see the majority of them from Mexico. But we will see people from all over the world make their way to Mexico in the hopes of crossing into the United States.
Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're talking to Sean Moran, Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war as the enemy approached, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Antroplex, the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. And finally, for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. That's a limited time.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th. The Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We've been talking to the Vice President of the Border Patrol Council, we're asking him about the frustrations of his job. Of course, the frustrations that we all have with the open borders and the consequences of it are what are really driving the forces behind the support of Donald Trump. That's what we see happening. But we've seen the Border Patrol Council complaining that what Obama is doing in terms of incentivizing open borders, in terms of taking away the penalties involved with this, they said this is essentially just striking down the immigration law. So I want to go back and continue asking him what he thinks the solution is to this. But before I do, I just real quickly want to let you know about a couple of specials that are going to be ending today at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, our introductory special for Anthroplex, the formulation that synergistically works with Supermale Vitality, that is ending today. If you get the two of those together, you get 15% off plus free shipping. Also, Silver Bullet, 15% off plus free shipping. And with either of those, you can also get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Both of those are ending today. We have a new special also that is beginning today, and that is 15% off of Prostaguard. Again, you can find all of those at InfoWarsLife.com. Mr. Moran, as we're looking at this and we look at the frustration that you feel, that we feel, we have, again, this situation. And it's not just Republicans who are concerned about this. We've got a Democrat congressman who is on the border there from Laredo, Henry Cuellar, talking with Governor Abbott concerned. They sent a letter to DHS Secretary Jay Johnson. Said the cut to the requested 3,850 hours of aerial detection and monitoring in 2016 amounts to a 50% less coverage than in recent years. You know, we look at this and people who are concerned about this, who try to portray this as families that are being split, criticize our policy, criticize the Border Patrol, and yet Mexico and these other countries are not opening up their border for open immigration. They're not offering free college tuition and welfare to the people who come into their country. I don't really understand the resentment from many of the people who think that we shouldn't be patrolling our borders, that we shouldn't have some say-so if we're going to offer a welfare state on this side.
Yeah, I think if you stop patrolling your borders, you cease to be a nation, and every nation that is a sovereign nation has the right to defend itself and patrol its borders. And while it is frustrating to us that we're just being placed out there basically as human scarecrows, we think we need to be stronger in our enforcement. And it all comes down to policy. And President Obama has shown that by his executive actions and by restricting the Border Patrol's effectiveness through policy.
Yeah, that's a good point to say that you're out there as human scarecrows. I guess you really must feel like that when you say that your backup can be as far away as 90 minutes. You don't get any support for the job that you do once you interdict somebody that might be coming across the border. If you can't prove that they're a known felon, if they don't have a record in the United States, even though all indications may look like they're an MS-13 gang member, you have to let them go, right? If they don't have a prior conviction, they could have all the MS-13 gang tattoos on, and now under the new rules, you would just have to let them go.
That's correct. Unless we witness them illegally enter the country, And they claim that they're here since January 1st of 2014. We have to let them go. And one of the other things that is very frustrating, in very few jurisdictions along the border, and in most cases we've had to go to the local DAs, if you take a shot, or I shouldn't say take a shot, but if you try to assault a Border Patrol agent, if you try to punch a Border Patrol agent while he's trying to arrest you, this is one of the few jurisdictions in the United States where you may not be arrested for that. You may not be charged with that.
That's because amazing. I know it must be a very, very frustrating job for you. Thank you so much for the work that you do. And thank you for talking to us. Sean Moran, Vice President of the National Council of Border Patrol Agents. Thank you so much.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've just been talking to the Vice President of the Border Patrol Council about the frustration they have in their job. And, of course, it's the frustration that the public has that's behind the rise of Donald Trump. We see this article coming out of Europe because, you know, this is what we have to understand is that this is not simply an issue of people coming in from Mexico for economic reasons. This is the planned takedown of the Western economies, planned chaos. Here's an example. We've got an article up on InfoWars.com. As Islamic State commander found living as a refugee in a rural German village. Now, this is a guy, we've got other articles from WorldNet Daily where they show him on television. He's being interviewed as a migrant saying, yeah, I'm just coming here for economic opportunity. And yet he is actually an ISIS commander. Okay. Then they did more investigation. They found him living as a refugee in rural German America. This is the planned takedown of the West. It's got many different aspects to it. It's got the economic consolidation that we see with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership, creating an economic union, then creating economic crisis so they can move to consolidate the sovereignty of the European Union. You see that happening now as well. But it's also taking down the culture and creating a chaos, a division, a kind of a balkanization, if you will, of all the European states. That's what's going on here. It is part of the globalist plan. It is something they've been talking about for a very long time. We need to understand what's behind that. We need to understand what the socialists like Cloward and Piven, the economists, gamed this out and said, this is the way we establish our new state, by first destroying what is there. So that's what's behind that. Our country, of course, is being transformed in a number of different ways. And, of course, we had a recent interview Kit Daniels did with Lou Rockwell. And they talked in this interview, one of the many different aspects. It's a very long interview. You can see that on InfoWars.com. I want to play a section of this interview where they talk about the cashless society.
Yeah, even in Austin, like if I go out to a, like say a bar or coffee shop, you know, they've got these little devices saying that you can pay with your smartphone and whatnot. It's kind of, I feel like it's conditioning people for a cashless society. And people, they think it's all trendy and cool, you know, it makes it more convenient, but they don't realize how much control you're handing over to the government with, you know, without cash. It's just like kind of like with people that say with about gold that if you don't hold it, you don't own it. So what do you think the implications of the cashless society would be?
Well, you know, you're very right about this being a propaganda campaign. I remember seeing an ad a couple of years ago now about people are getting coffee in line and they're all paying with their cell phones. And then he was paying with cash and he drops the money on the floor and everybody's disgusted with him and he looks like a fool. What an idiot for wanting to pay with cash. Mm-hmm. So there's a propaganda campaign. And in fact, this has a precedent starting about 1910. There was a big propaganda campaign against ever using gold. Mm-hmm. You were an idiot. You were a hick. Just your gold should always be in the bank. This is before the establishment of the Fed, of course. And then, of course, eventually making possible Roosevelt's confiscation of everybody's gold. But there was a big, you were a boob, you were a country bumpkin, you were just uncool, if you wanted to have gold coins and use gold coins. Mm-hmm. It was very important that people use gold coins, and they succeeded in propagandizing a lot of people out of it. So the same thing is happening now. They hate cash. The banks hate the cash. Governments hate the cash. They want to keep track of every single thing you do with your money, every purchase you make, every dime you have. Where is it going? Do they approve? Is this something they should keep an eye on? Is this just something they should arrest you for? So they want, the total cashless society. Ron Paul was talking about this in the 1980s as being something they wanted. And they're making progress to it, towards it, but.
And again, you can see the rest of that interview on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And as he's talking about the cashless society, remember that it's just the last couple of days, the Federal Reserve has been talking about, well, we need to change the laws a little bit so we can charge people negative interest. So they're going to try to stop cash and then they're going to charge you interest if you leave it in the bank. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Anti-Beyonce rally planned for next week at NFL headquarters. Controversy continues to swirl around Beyonce's Super Bowl halftime show performance. The pop superstar is being accused of using her performance to attack police officers. Beyonce and her dancers were wearing leather and black berets, which was apparently a nod to the Black Panthers movement. One dance formation seemed to acknowledge Malcolm X, and other dancers had fists in the air, which was reminiscent of the Black Power salutes of the 1960s and 1970s. Representative Peter King of New York told CBS too that the NFL should have canceled her appearance. I found the entire show objectionable. Despite the criticism, Beyonce has seen her share of supporters for her performance. Black Lives Matter activist Melina Abdullah praised her for being like artists who are willing to raise social consciousness and use their artistry to advance social justice. You can find more reports like this at Infowars.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today. A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansers, cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and you know, as serious as the situation in Flint, Michigan is with the lead contamination in the water, there is a ticking time bomb. I reported on this in the past. We're going to be talking to Anthony Gucciardi about what this ticking time bomb is that makes this very serious situation in Flint, Michigan look like absolutely nothing. Before we do, real quickly, I want to correct a little bit what I had said earlier. There was not an official announcement of Chris Christie's presidential bid ending. Actually, what we had reported was from the New York Post and other sources saying that multiple campaign sources have said today that they believe that he will be ending his presidential bid after coming in sixth place. Again, it was such a low showing there that he's not going to be included in the upcoming debate on Saturday. He did not get any of the delegates because he is below the 10% threshold. And as one campaign source said, we bet the ranch on New Hampshire. No one anticipated the Trump phenomenon. That's a source that's close to Christie, told ABC News, and said Christie is a realist. And as part of that realism, he reportedly called Donald Trump last night as he was considering what his options were. So that indicates that he is a realist in terms of what is actually happening with Donald Trump. The establishment is trying to pretend that it's not real. They have been telling themselves and everybody else that it's going to go away. But just as we were talking to the Border Patrol Council Vice President in the last hour, the basis of what Donald Trump's campaign is based on is the concern about the border and many other issues that we have tried again and again and again to get the GOP to do something about it. And they have promised when they run for elections that they will do something about it. And the case in point is Marco Rubio, who promised that he was going to do something about that issue and many other issues that he subsequently betrayed the voters who put him in office. That sense of betrayal is really driving the Trump campaign, as well as the sense that our economy is melting down. We're seeing the results of exporting jobs, importing workers, and opening our borders. In other words, as Donald Trump puts it very plainly, it's a bad deal. We'll understand what a bad deal it is. But I want to talk to Anthony Gucciardi about another issue, another part of our decaying infrastructure. And of course, that is the risk that's being presented by these aging nuclear power plants. Many of these power plants, Anthony, were put into service. They had anticipated useful lives of 25, 30 years. And what we're seeing happening, I saw this happen in North Carolina, as they get to the 25-year lifespan that they had set these things up and approved them for and licensed them for, they just come back in and say, well, you know what, we need the electricity, so let's just extend the licensing here. We'll extend it for another 25 years. And what we're seeing is in North Carolina, the one that I'm familiar with that was not too far from where we lived, they were constantly having minor issues. They have a pipe burst here or another malfunction over here. They tell us that there wasn't much radiation release, but you don't really have a way to measure that because you can't see it, you can't taste it, you can't smell it. So unless you got a Geiger counter, you just got to take their word for it. But there's other issues that we see developing, and one of them is developing in New York. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so obviously we have a larger issue. It's beyond just North Carolina and New York. Up to 75% or more of U.S. nuke sites have been found to be leaking, and we'll get into that in a minute. But this reminds us, because this is the headline just out a couple days ago. We've got some new information on this as well. 65,000% radioactivity spike in New York right now, 20 miles about above New York City. The New York governor has ordered a probe into the water leak at Indian Point. But we've got some more information on this. So, look, Flint is terrible. What's going on in Flint is absolutely horrible. It's really sad. But what we fail to understand is when we follow the media spotlight, think about it like a very finely pointed spotlight that only highlights one little thing, and there's the rest is kind of darkness, right? The media spotlight goes onto something, and we cling onto it, and we freak out about it, and we have all this hype about it, and citizens watch the TV, and they say, oh my God, Flint, how horrible. But unfortunately, this spotlight prevents us from looking around in the shadows about what else is going on. And these stories from 2011 as far back, warning us over and over again, such as radioactive leaks found at 75% of U.S. nuke sites.
Well, just going back to that Flint thing, and of course the spotlight that they put on it, that's a situation where you can see it, you can smell it, you can taste it, you can take video of it, and it has immediate effects on these children in many cases. The issue, though, with the nuclear stuff is it's so much more dangerous, simply because it's so difficult to detect, and because of the effects of it can take a while to manifest themselves, and they can manifest themselves in a way that you can't precisely pin it on that. They can always say, well, it was something else in the environment that gave all these kids cancer.
They also can't make it a politically correct slash race slash offensive issue, right? The nuclear power plants, they can't say that it's specifically targeting a certain percentage of people or a certain kind of people or whatever. It's also not sensational because as of right now, it will be sensational when these nuke sites really start leaking. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but if they do, if we don't do something about it, and little kids really start getting deformed and bad things happen, then it will be sensational. But I like to fix things before it turns super sensational, right? Yeah. That's my angle. Let's do something before it turns into a mega catastrophe. And for me, radiation is one of the scariest things because Flint, yes, you have lead in the water. And again, it is very sad and it is horrible, but you can actually do something about it. You can change out the pipes, right? Mm-hmm. You can fix what's going on. You can have mega filtration systems going on. If you have radiation leaks into the water supply, you can't exactly do that, right? It's much more challenging. And think about Flint in comparison to what we're about to read. This is from 2011. This ties into what's going on now. Radioactive leaks found at 75% of U.S. nuke sites. This is from CBS News. Radioactive tritium has leaked from 3/4 of U.S. commercial nuclear power sites, often into groundwater from corroded, buried piping, as Associated Press investigation shows. I also mentioned this is the same type of hydrogen isotope, radioactive hydrogen isotope that's been leaking from New York. The number and severity of the leaks has been escalating, even as federal regulators extend the licenses of more than more reactors across the nation. So they're just saying, oh, you're fine. Mm-hmm. You're leaking, no big deal.
You got these old, aging, creaky facilities, okay, which just extended arbitrarily.
Over and over again.
Okay, and that's one aspect. The other aspect of it, of course, is having to store the nuclear waste. In most cases, they will store that nuclear waste on site. And that was a big part of the Fukushima issue, was waste that was stored on site. So you have two different issues. You have a gradual, people typically think about something like Chernobyl or Three Mile Island where there's a catastrophic meltdown or something, okay? This is the gradual deterioration of these plants and they do nothing about it. And then the storage of this waste, which has to be done for thousands of years. I mean, if you look at this from a cost-benefit analysis, how could you possibly justify nuclear power in the sense that you've got to store this waste for thousands of years without any leaking into the environment? I mean, how do you put a price tag on that when you calculate the cost of energy from nuclear power?
Right. And for me, it's beyond just the debate of whether or not we should even have it. It's, hey, look, it's here and we're going to extend these licenses and just going to let these people dump into the groundwater. It's no big deal. Everything's fine. Right. Yeah. So to me, it's just so absurd. So the tritium, which is a radioactive form of hydrogen, as I just mentioned, has leaked from at least 48 of the 65 sites, according to the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission records reviewed as part of the AP's year-long examination. Great job for the AP to actually do this, by the way, of safety issues at aging nuclear power plants. Leaks from at least 37 of those facilities contained concentrations exceeding the federal drinking water standard, sometimes at hundreds of times the limit. While most leaks have been found within plant boundaries, some have migrated off-site. Oh, but none is known to have reached public water supplies. Now,
Not known.
Right. So this is from 2011, right?
Yeah.
The nuke site's leaking. It says, well, it's not a big deal. It is pretty bad. But then, again, this is a warning from 2011. Then, this month in 2016, 65,000% radioactive spike, New York governor orders probe into water leak in Indian Point. It's the tritium, the same kind of radioactive isotope of hydrogen, and this plant had been shut down in 1974 because it had some issues. Now, we see the same thing happening. We were warned in 2011, and they knew about it long before that. Of the three wells in question, according to Cuomo's statement, Radioactivity increased nearly 65,000%, while in total the company reported alarming levels of radioactivity. The cause of contamination is unknown.
So these are plants that have been shut down. So this is the
story. No. This is a new plant.
Uh-huh.
The Indian Point plant previously had been, a plant at that same site had been shut down in 1974 because of cooling issues.
I see.
So they just like, oh, whatever, we'll fix it. And they opened up a new one. And now it's leaking into the groundwater. And they're saying they don't know what's going on. They don't know how. And they're acting like it's a new phenomenon. But this, we know it's been happening, you know, around the United States in 75% of plants.
What I find amazing too, when we look at this is that, what are they so upset about? I mean, they're upset about carbon dioxide. They're not upset about nuclear waste that's moving into our water supply. What they're totally trying to freak everybody out about is carbon dioxide, which is necessary for plants. You know, it makes plants grow. It's something that's a natural thing that comes out. That's what they're so totally focused on. We had one moment of sanity yesterday. We had a 5-4 decision with the Supreme Court saying they're going to put a halt on the implementation of Obama's regulations, his executive order implemented through the EPA to essentially shut down and control all electricity generation with coal. He said he was going to bankrupt the coal industry. He hasn't been able to do that yet. They put a stay on this order, and it's not going to, nothing's going to change with it until after the presidential election. So the next president, whoever we choose, is going to deal with this. Either going to try to revive that, Bernie Sanders says he thinks that, climate, is the biggest threat to us of anything. Okay. So we know where he's going to go with this. So if we get somebody who's a Republican, they'll probably will shut that down. But it's amazing to me that they make that the big issue, and they totally ignore what's going on with nuclear contamination, with radiation, with these aging, leaking facilities. And many of these people who are part of this environmental movement will say, no, we need to have nuclear because it doesn't have any carbon dioxide.
Yeah, exactly. And then they act like this is nothing and not a big deal. And under Obama, new plants are being made. It's just, as we mentioned, the regulations are just, licenses are going over and over and over again.
It's absolutely Twilight Zone, as we hear. We're going to be right back with Anthony Gucciardi. Stay with us.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria.
Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Attention, listeners of this radio station are set to get free survival food. Farmers vow to keep up with the rush to supply every listener who calls and beats the deadline to claim free 72-hour survival food kits. In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts recommend good for 25 years survival food. In an unprecedented move, Food for Patriots 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners of this radio station. According to a company spokesman, this is happening because we're worried that the people in Washington have an agenda. Control the food, control the people. You don't want to rely on the government to keep your family fed in a crisis. The normal price of these kits is $27 plus shipping, but listeners who act now get them free. Just cover $9.95 shipping and processing per kit. Call 800-942-7579 in the next 48 hours to beat the deadline. To get your free 72-hour survival food kit, you need to call 800-942-7579 right now. That's 800-942-7579.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I've been talking to Anthony Gucciardi about what's going on in Flint, and of course, the even bigger problem that is on the horizon, the decaying infrastructure of our nuclear power plants and the 65,000% increase in radiation and groundwater up in New York State. That's 650 times what it was before. The bottom line is this. You can't really trust anybody else to protect your life or your liberty. The way we try to protect our liberty, of course, is by talking to other people, educating other people, getting them to understand what is at stake. And, of course, that is also the way we try to protect our life. We offer you products here at InfoWarsLife.com to protect your life. And, of course, we've got a couple of specials that are expiring today, Anthony. We've got the new pill formulation, Anthroplex. There's an introductory sale. That together with Super Male Vitality, you get 15% off both of those. Tell us a little bit about Anthroplex. It's something that I haven't had the chance to try yet.
So Anthroplex is a pill formation that it used to be a once daily foundation for men. We made it a twice daily at the same low price, the exact same price. Now you take it twice a day. And what it is it combines really well with Super Male Vitality. It's made to fight back against all the gender-bending chemicals that we're exposed to on a daily basis. I mean, men in this country are consuming through the food and the water supply an absolute attack on their bodies.
The BPAs, everything is, phthalates. Even cans are lined with plastic.
Exactly. Yeah. It's on your money. It's on this paper that we're touching right now. I mean, we're being exposed to BPA through this printer ink. It's on everything. It's on everything. It's in prescription drugs. It's in everything.
So and it's not in our mind. We can see this in the fish, and we can see this in wildlife as it's going into the water supply and running off. You can see that there's a gender changing going on with fish, with shrimp, various things.
People make fun of that, but there was actually a story in the National Geographic that I gave to Alex about a week or two ago, and it was about how male fish were having eggs. Because they were exposed to gender-bending chemicals.
It's real.
Okay? Yeah. So this is to fight back, and also it pairs well with Super Male Vitality. So today, though, tonight we are ending this particular special where if you buy Super Male Vitality and Anthroplex, you get 15% off. But it doesn't end there. We also have auto ship on InfoWarsLife.com. Mm-hmm. So take 10% off when you do auto ship on all of these. So that 15% off is ending. Also, we have Silver Bullet. We extended this because it was selling well. We're going to run out, though, soon, so we're going to have to end it. Get Silver Bullet for 15% off. That's ending tonight. But you can get Silver Bullet for 15% off and 10% off with AutoShip. So that's 25% off. And that ends tonight at InfoWarsLife.com. So okay, these are the specials ending. And you have Prostaguard for 15% off that we're going to end in the next few days. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and take advantage of that because it's all ending tonight.
And the bottom line is, you know, you are ultimately responsible for your health. I mean, we're looking at the water situation. You know, you need to make sure that you've got fresh, clean drinking water. And again, the free shipping, anything that's over $50. I mean, if you don't have a good water filter you need to make sure you've got that.
And, or just and trust the government and drink 65,000 increase.
Exactly. There's no problem. Water. Yeah, they're just going to take care of it for you. Let me ask you this. What do you think about the election that we saw last night?
Well, you know, I have a proposal. I watched the debates. I've watched every single debate, actually, at least most of them. I tuned out some bit after a little while. I actually propose that we request all of the Republican candidates and the Democratic candidates to pass the Turing test. Now, for those who aren't familiar with that is.
See if there's really any intelligence. Yeah, because, you know, Marco Rubio, he's kind of the example of artificial intelligence. You know, he's artificially intelligent. He can keep repeating these canned lines like a robot.
So, Turing test is basically to determine if artificial intelligence can mimic that of a, you know, human being. To see if someone can actually believe that artificial intelligence is essentially human.
And Marco failed that.
Marco Rubio failed the Turing test. In my view, Ted Cruz has failed the Turing test. Hillary Clinton, it should be, you know.
There's a different test for
disqualified
Hillary.
Disqualified to begin with.
There's one of integrity. There's an integrity test.
The Turing test, I believe, would be a great way to kind of filter out different candidates. Because, look, let's be honest. And I talked about this on the Sunday show and many times before. People want individuals that are real. Okay? We're tired of the fake, phony way that they train to speak.
Yeah.
It's offensive to me when I sit down, and I'm not even talking about the policy, okay? I'm not even talking about the candidates. I get some people like Ted Cruz, whatever. I'm just talking about the way he speaks in these debates is offensive to me. It's offensive to me because he speaks like, well, you know, yes, we do need to save this country. And it's like, come on, man. And then the way Marco Rubio just spits out the same line five times in a row, we've played the video for you guys, spits out the same line.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's so robotic and so
That's why
fake
when
so
Donald
synthetic.
Trump comes out and he says things that are offensive or rough or whatever, at least people say, well, you know, that's what you see is what you get, okay?
At least
they're saying
it's
the
real.
Same thing about Bernie Sanders. You know,
you know
Bernie
not
Sanders
saying I agree with all of it, but at least it's real. And then it's kind of like they should just come out with, like, plastic surgery on their face, too, like huge lips and, like, you know, like a specific nose, like just totally insane looking. It's so fake. I'm just done with it, man.
Okay, so that's Anthony Gucciardi's solution for how we elect a president. Thank you very much, Anthony Gucciardi.
Absolutely.
And coming up after the break, we're going to be joined by Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Leftist media labels Trump supporters racist, sexist zombies after New Hampshire win. Vitriolic headlines highlight unhinged sentiment. Article up by Paul Joseph Watson. Trump trounced nearest contender John Kasich, taking 34% of the vote, with establishment favorite Marco Rubio lagging behind in fifth place. The Huffington Post exploded with resentment, running the headline, New Hampshire goes racist, sexist, homophobic, in huge red capital letters. A short time later, the headline was changed to WTF GOP. This was just the latest salvo in the publication's long-running feud with Trump. It had previously relegated news stories about him to the entertainment section. Last month, the Huffington Post took the unprecedented step of adding a note to the bottom of every article about Trump, which described him as a liar, a racist, and a xenophobe. However, not to be outdone, the New York Daily News reacted to Trump's win by portraying the business mogul as a clown. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war as the enemy approached, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex, the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. And finally, for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Anthroplex and Supermel Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. That's a limited time.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the studio, but joining us now is Alex Jones. Alex?
Well, David, I've been listening on the iPhone app off and on today, and just what an incredible broadcast with Richard Reeves from New Hampshire in the aftermath of that stunning victory for Donald Trump, and as you were just talking about with Anthony Gucciardi, the socialist-slash-communist candidate from the United States, Bernie Sanders. And then we expand into all the other things that are happening. The head of the Border Patrol Union, or the deputy head, saying, our government, our president, works directly against the Border Patrol and federal law and sovereignty. And that's the triumph of political correctness, whether it's turning off our power plants so our jobs go to China and India or Mexico, or whether it's saying you can come after our guns outside of law, or whether it is just with executive rule having the IRS persecute their political enemies. This is in fuego. This is tyranny on fire, naked, 200-proof, bona fide, certified, colossal, I mean, just dripping wet in the blood of innocence. It is so naked. It is nakedly on fire. It is in our face. It is ridiculous, but it's meant to be ridiculous to break our will ahead of just fantastical stuff they've got planned if we continue to fail the test and not resist and say no. The good news is, as Ron Paul said today, and we have the video up on InfoWars.com and many others, there is one of the biggest awakenings in history happening, and people more and more withdrawing their support from the system of every race, color, creed, religion, you name it. But it is a neck-and-neck battle. And listening to the deputy head of the Border Patrol Union talk about what Jakari Jackson and Don Salazar already went and documented years ago, but to see him say it, we complete the smuggling process. We're here to commit crimes against America. All of it, when flying through TSA, they pull myself, my family out. They search all our bags. They know who I am. They know I have no criminal record. They have me in a database. They know I haven't gotten a speeding ticket, but like one in like a decade. I mean, they know that, and they act like I am Adolf Hitler reborn. So that tells you everything you need to know about this political system and how sickening it is. And I've said this many times, and not for lack of material, but remember MSNBC. We've played the clips. Maddow and all those other people going, yeah, of course we've got the IRS coming after conservatives and Christians and veterans and gun owners. You're racist and you deserve to be in jail. The totalitarianism of that, again, the key word, the nakedness, the wantonness of the clear and present threat these people are. Now, I want to go over news here. But before I do that, this morning, I got up at about 6 a.m., began to look at the news, and I get Google alerts. And so there was like only, it was a light news day, only like 100 and something news articles attacking me by name. And because I search it under Alex Jones and InfoWars, I don't just do Alex Jones, or there's that British TV star, and then it gets confusing. But I like to monitor what they're doing. So I spend about 10 minutes every morning, right when I wake up, as I'm at the coffee maker, seeing what the attacks are, not in some narcissistic egomania. I need to know which missiles are being fired at InfoWars, and my name is the is the is is the radar system in which we know which the new attacks are. And I see these different articles, a whole bunch of them, the same Democratic Party, usual suspects with their MO, Alex Jones. And then one of the top stories on Yahoo, Alex Jones says, break Bernie Sanders supporters' jaws. And then I went and read the article, and I mean, I remember what I said yesterday. I said, knowing fascism, knowing communism, the hundreds of millions dead, and to see these parasites living off all the Americans and others that fought communism and fascism and Nazism and totalitarianism, you know, it'd be great to see these people, you know, if they had broken jaws, figuratively, to realize how pathetic and stupid they are. I said they've never been in fights. They've never been in the real world. They live off what's left of capitalism and all the wealth and all the diversity and all the choices, and they basically piss on it, for lack of a better term. And the full quote's there. They even link to it. They say, and worse yet, Jones wants the supporters of Sanders to burn in camps. So I don't apologize overall, but I apologize for the fact that I don't realize what enemies these people are, and that I say things literary and in a literary fashion that they take out of context. Obviously, if you listen to the full interview, and I'm not apologizing, I'm not scared, it doesn't hurt me, it's not like I'm on the rocks or on the ropes, I'm just illustrating how these enemies operate. We're about nonviolence offensively. We're about winning an info war. We're trying to stop a civil war. Everybody knows we're trying to stop violence. I'm looking at the threat to myself and my family of socialism and communism and how it works and how it operates. And I say, my gosh, thinking of the hell that the Russians went through under communism. Think about Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He said, oh, how we burned in the camps later, wishing, you can pull up his quote, we'd have done something earlier. I said in that quote, you guys, you live in the real world. You need to be in a fist fight. You need to live in reality and have to stand in line for your food. You need to have your collective jaws broken before you're burning in the camps like Alexander Solzhenitsyn, burning with anger that he hadn't taken action when he was outside that gulag. And I said that, and that shows our enemy. That I quoted Alexander Solzhenitsyn about, let's not burn in the camps, and they turn that into, I want to burn Bernie Sanders, who's Jewish, in a camp. See how this filth works? It doesn't matter that both my grandfathers fought Hitler in the European theater. It doesn't matter they both almost died. One of them in a plane crash, another in a bombing raid. It means nothing to these people. They will put a George Soros Nazi collaborator over me and over the First Amendment to literally destroy our country and then sit there and tell us that we're Nazis. These people are the definition of scum. And I've got a big vocabulary, folks, but I'm telling you, they are disreputable trash. They are scum. They are lying, twisting, deceitful filth. And I am so sick of them. I am so tired of their frauds and their lies. And I'll tell you this, no matter, we know Bernie Sanders is bad news. We know Donald Trump says some things that he's trying to act like a tough guy at a fifth grade level. You know, I'll torture the terrorist. I'll protect you. He's trying to be the strong man for what he thinks American people want. And maybe he's right about his rhetoric, but I don't agree with some of the stuff he says, but I know this. The Bilderberg Group, Davos, the globalists, the enemies, the CNBCs, the Time magazines, the Newsweeks, the Daily Beast, the lying trash scum who I know is a cancer upon free speech and culture and everything else. They hate Donald Trump, so that's why I back him. And it's not a fake attack on him where they act like they're attacking him for reverse psychology. Six, 8 months ago, I thought that might be it, and on air said I'm watching closely. No, they are in panic mode, folks. And they're even in panic of their own socialist manifestation because they want a Bernie Sanders down the road to collectivize some of the wealth to make the educated masses controlled by government contracts that Eisenhower warned of in the military, industrial, technological complex. He didn't just say military. It was first the technological complex of the elite, the technocrats controlling us through the funding that goes out with government contracts, creating a intellectual tyranny. The 21-minute speech is online, folks. Go watch it. And now we're in the hands of those people, and they can't compete with innovation. They can't compete with free market. So they have to then bring in crony capitalism, demonize free market, scapegoat it for their crimes. They're offshore, as I've said, on record. tax-exempt, above the law, diplomatic immunity, and then they scapegoated. And Bernie Sanders knows this, and he plays up, oh, the Walmart family has $200 million. Oh, General Electric doesn't pay taxes. Yeah, and your own buddy Obama gave him the waivers not to do it. So again, when I get up here and say that Bernie Sanders is a threat, he is a manifestation of how Hillary is meant to bring this system in, but he is a manifestation of what they've sold and the people they've created and the dumb masses that actually think socialism and communism delivers anything but slavery, anything but not having your own free will. And so that's why I get so mad at him. But let me be completely clear. I wish not a hair on that sack of crap's head ever be hurt to turn that inhuman, parasitical maggot into a patriot, into a martyr. No. I wish no harm against Obama or Jeb Bush or Hillary or any of these parasites that think because they know how to manipulate their God and have free will. I want to see their lies destroyed. I want to see their lies inflamed and burned down. I want to see their New World Order system burn as a funeral pyre against everything that they stand for. But that just shows how these people deceive. But I'll be honest with you. It is the coddled, system-based trendies that go to college and get the loans that were designed to rip them off that sit there saying, I like Bernie, I want something free, that are so incredibly dangerous because they grew in the bosom of a free nation. They grew in the bosom of a free market. They have more choices than anybody else in the world, and they sit here arrogantly hating America, hating what's good about freedom, hating what's good about the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. When the whole world wanted to come to the United States, not because it was perfect, but because it was the greatest expression of basic human will and liberty and had the most wiggle room, though it was somewhat of a cramped space, though for many of us that really dream of true liberty and can imagine what humans could do potentially, the word I would use is claustrophobic. But even the claustrophobia and all the problems of America compared to the tombs that are socialism, fascism, and communism, and all command and control systems, it makes me so incredibly sick to see these people fallen and the sickness in their eyes, imagining dreams not in books they write or music they write or songs they play or art they paint or food they cook or jaws they set or legs they fix or crops they plant or children they reach or carburetors they repair. They dream through a state. They dream through a system. They dream through a God like Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton that would deliver them free goodies like the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. The Easter Bunny isn't real, folks. Santa Claus isn't real. And let me tell you, the sprites that bring you free goods and their black uniforms and their shiny boots and their submachine guns are bringing you into total slavery. And I can look at that creature, Bernie Sanders, and that creature, Hillary Clinton, and I can tell you unequivocally. They point at the crimes that their crony system has created and engineered. They point at the very people that have financed them and tell us that going deeper into their system will save us. They are total and complete abject frauds. But if you look at the abject lies of these people, remember, Trump represents, and so does Sanders, the grassroots rebellion against the system that will go on and only get more intense past these candidates. Win, lose, or draw. And if Trump's a fraud, it doesn't matter because we ride that collective figurehead to the next figurehead and the next and the next. The minute they betray us, we turn against them. And in the end, we're not going to pull up out of the magical sea of ideas a figurehead. We're going to pull up ourselves and find the answers and the leadership we need to go to the next level because humanity will not be stopped. Donald Trump, 35% in New Hampshire, when they threw everything they had against him and had all their so-called polls with him at 20% and Cruz at, you know, 10%, and Rubio at 15. It was not what they said. And it shows you the manipulation we face. But at the same time, we're aware of the rabbit trick. We're aware of the magician. We're aware of the hat trick. We're aware of the sleight of hand. And so we are living in epic, amazing, historical, magical times. And that's why I'm so blessed and so honored to be here and be able to talk to all of you today, because we are on this journey together. And this is a big, big deal. But yes, when you look at Bernie Sanders, he is the final plague, not he himself, but what he represents. They've shut down our power. The poor public doesn't know why they're going bankrupt. They've shut down our jobs, the regulations. They've done everything they can to hold back the great engine, the great bull that was America. And now they bring us the trendy, smart professor to prey on the servile, dumbed-down people with 2-3 college degrees and no future. And now they think they're going to get some free goodie. Let's take the $218 billion the Walmart family has. That won't run the country a month. Let's take that wealth and give it to these trendies right now. What does it do at a national park to feed the squirrels? They turn into fat, dumb, domesticated idiots. Same thing with sheep. It does nothing. As if the Walmart family with $200+ billion is going to let a bunch of self-propelled stomachs and jobless college kids dominate them. They dominated you, you socialist morons. They set up their slave factory run systems, and you went in there and you bought their goods as you slit your own throat. And now you think you're getting another good deal like Walmart with Bernie. Go buy some lottery tickets, jackasses. I'm talking to people that buy into this system. You're fools. And the sickest part about watching fools is they're always ready to buy up and buy in and get on board the next con game, the next scam. You people make me sick. I don't want to break your jaws. You're going to break your own future. The problem is you're so invincibly stupid. You're so invincibly ignorant, you'll never even learn from your mistakes and admit you're wrong. You won't learn from example. You won't learn from history. You won't learn from the nightmare of socialism and collectivism and communism when it puts all these nobodies on top of you who revel in black uniforms and checkpoints and making your wife have sex with them so you can have a job and controlling the art and the literature and the human renaissance. Communism and socialism is the dagger in the heart of human freedom and true liberalism, and you scum have the nerve to take on the mantle of liberalism when you are the dumbest, stupidest, most pathetic, servile trash the world has ever seen. Look at yourselves. Look at how you grovel to the megabanks. Look at how the megabanks fund your god, Hillary. Look at how you sit there and go, well, Bernie's against the big banks. Oh, really? He voted against auditing the Fed. Bernie will bring you exactly what they want in the next phase because they're exempt offshore. And the minute you learn how to do arithmetic, and the minute you learn about globalism, and the minute you pull your heads out of the collective sand, I'm talking to our audience. I want to be clear. I'm talking to people on the fence, people that think they can sit back and watch us in the arena and make jokes about it. We're not making jokes. We're serious. We came to fight. We want you to have human liberty. We want you to have a future. We want you to be able to be who you want to be. Because you listen up. We're not here to then provide for you. And we're not here to be your beast of burden. We're not here to be your slaves. We're not here to bow to you and produce while you sit there and tell us how we're bad all day. Because we innovate and produce freedom and produce inventions and produce ideas.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself.
Just go to DollarDownfall.com. That's DollarDownfall.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you go into a communist-run area like North Korea or any other area controlled by collectivists, there's no food. Stuff's worse than the school lunch program. You go into a capitalist area, there's thousands of choices. It's just sickening. But now we have this parasitic system coming in and taking over. You know, I'd forgotten that I had Rob just sitting there for 30 minutes because I'm via telephone right now. I'd forgotten I'd asked Rob Due to come in. He doesn't even know why he's in here because right before I went live, I said about 30 minutes ago, I said, I want to get Rob Due in here. And he's going to be hosting the fourth hour. I'm going to do 5 minutes into the next hour with him and David Knight. David Knight's got a great point he was making to me during the break about an article on InfoWars.com about Trump has single-handedly brought back free speech. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's what it's about, is not caring what people say about you and just getting it out there because they want us to all be obsessed and upset and threatened by info. No, let's just get to know each other. That's what actually brings us together. The reason I brought Rob Due in here is Rob remembers a lot of this, but I don't know if he remembers all three times. Does he remember once, twice, or three times? Because he's been here about 7 years, that I would take him over the years as one of the best camera people we have. Back then, definitely the best we had before he was the news director. And I would bring in a lot of famous people to be interviewed. And I would bring him in to also be in films. And repeatedly, he's been there with very well-known liberals. When they get out to dinner with you and a few glasses of wine, they go, listen, you better join us or we're going to bleep. So when I hear people like Larry Grathwohl talk about the weathermen and Obama and these closed-door meetings about killing, you know, 25 million people and putting 50 million in forced labor camps, and I make these statements, let me tell you something. Bernie Sanders was connected to the SDS and other very hardcore groups that would love to carry out a Stalinistic operation in America. And the left media makes jokes about this. I've been around these people. People say, well, why don't you say their names? When you have somebody in confidence to interview, they claim they're a liberal, then they uncloak and say, you better join us. Or, well, I'm going to let Due tell the story. Due, I haven't told you what you were coming on about. I just hinted at it. In your years here, what have you experienced? Am I correct? Am I wrong? Having leftists around us at the office, what type of stuff comes out?
One experience that I remember vividly is we did a round of interviews with this individual for probably 3 hours. We interviewed him. Then we took him out to dinner and we had a few beers. And I think by his third beer, he started opening up to how there's going to have to be blood spilled to get real change in this country. And he just came out and said it like that. And we're like, can we put you on camera? No, he didn't want to go on camera saying that. And it was very interesting, very telling. That's the one that I remember vividly. It was probably about 4 years
ago.
And
it wasn't like, oh, too bad, we're going to have a revolution, it's going to be hard. It was like, there's going to be blood, we're going to kill a lot of people. And we're here, you can take part in the killing. You're a libertarian communist, join us. I mean, it was very threatening. I wanted to crush his skull in. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, the guy's sitting there getting off talking about killing people. I was like, really? How about you die then? You know what? You think you're so damn tough.
And we never aired that interview at all. There's not one bit of that that ever went out from InfoWars.
Because we were so creeped out, and we've run into that before. Remember the other times people will like go, hey, I'm actually a communist. And the point is, they uncloak and admit they're communists in front of you, and you're like, and they're talking about killing everybody. And I've had communists threaten me, too, and go, yeah, we're communists. We're going to kill you. You know, they're sneaky scum, and they offer all these young, dumb people. And I'm not saying young people are dumb, but it's mainly young people that have no future. I'll give you something free. Vote for me or support me. They have no idea. What is it like for you to see America talking about a socialist president? People go, oh, well, that'll counter the big banks. They love it.
It's not going to happen.
Stay there, dude. Stay there tonight. We'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are the resistance, folks. We don't want to be the resistance. We don't want to be the tip of the spear. We just got to do it because we're it. We're going in against these people, and I just look at my dumbed-down fellow Americans and others. It's so sad. You know, they're in the clutches of these spiders. But I was ranting. They're finishing up, Rob Dew, and then David Knight's got points to make about the return of free speech. And if I could say anything, that's what InfoWars is about, is we are the return of free speech. We are the return of freedom, and we're just here to bring it. We're here to fight. We're not playing games. We're not backing down. We're committed. And the enemy knows that, folks. There's an energy in being committed to being good. And they try to teach you, oh, that's just your opinion. There's no free will. No, folks, I got an opinion. There is free will. And communism and socialism and fascism and totalitarianism and oligarchies are total evil. And it's coming down. I'll finish it up, dude, before you host the show.
Yeah, well, in addition to these leaders, these communist leaders, we've encountered their ground troops. And they act like, oh, we're here for women's rights and freedom. And then when the cameras go off, they look at you in that, with that look, and they love killing babies. That's what they relish in, I think, the most. And they look at us and say, we're going to get you.
Folks, until you experience a devil worshiper uncloaking and go, I love Satan, I'm going to kill you and your family. Yes, you bet. I mean, they're not liberals. They're demon creatures. I'm sorry. It's true.
Yeah, it's disgusting what we're having to go through now in this struggle, and other countries have gone through it, and a lot of them have failed. They've gone under these socialist systems, and
well,
you always see what happens.
Go ahead. I'm not going under your thumb. I'm trying to defensively stop this peacefully, but I got news for you, trash. It's called the Second Amendment. In the end, if you really want to fight, you're going to get one. And that's the thing about these cowards, man. Once you bring a fight to them, they roll over and squeal.
Yeah, I've read stories.
These guys aren't getting quartered. I hope they know that.
The Khmer Rouge, they got all these young people, and they went after educated people, and they brought people out into the countryside and turned them into slaves. That's what happened. That happened in the 70s. I mean, that's the kind of people you're going to be dealing with. And they think they're going to have a gun and they're going to be really tough and that they can push people around. And they're going to find when they come into America and try to bring that here that they're going to meet lots of guns, one behind every blade of grass.
That's right. As Admiral Yamamoto discovered. Great job, dude. You're coming up. Get ready. Go ahead and get ready because you're about to host the rest of the hour. God bless you. Let's go back to David Knight. David, you had a whole point to make on this.
Yeah, you know, Alex, we got a story up on Infowars.com. A campaign spokeswoman for Donald Trump said he single-handedly brought back freedom of speech, essentially pushing back against political correctness. We understand that political correctness is a tool. They try to take the moral high ground, of an argument, and that's how they win the argument, by dictating the terms. A good example of this is an article that was up on WND about how in the city of San Francisco, their manual has just banned using the phrase founding fathers. They want them to say founders. And, of course, they've taken other things out as well. The common man, mankind, man-made, man up. Do you see a pattern here? They don't like men, okay? And as the people who are pushing back against this, the Pacific Justice Institute pointed out, they said there are over 1,500 separate instances in which the Supreme Court and other lower courts have invoked the term founding fathers. And yet, ironically, this manual from the city is called bias-free language. No, their manual is filled with bias. And you have to understand, too, that
it's total slave language. It's slave language. Who are people dictating language? Cult leaders.
Yeah. And of course, it's not for the people who work there, who are city employees. This isn't just, we're going to shame you into submission. No, I mean, they can have, they could lose their job because they work for the government. The government says, don't use those words. I mean, this is absolute insane control.
No matter how much you submit, they always broaden it to brown paper bags or he or she. I mean, this is just total cult brainwashing. And these fake liberals sit around giggling at us like it's funny. Why would you people want to be part of this Jim Jones operation? I mean, this is crazy.
And that's one of the things that makes Donald Trump so popular. He looks at him as like, I don't care for these. I'm not going to play by your games. This is a control game. I understand it. I'm shutting it down. Forget it. I'm not going to do that.
That's right, David Knight. Stay there. I'm going to come back and say bye to Rob Dube.
This is Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Campaign aid. Trump has single-handedly brought back freedom of speech. Article up by Steve Watson. Appearing on CNN Tuesday, Katrina Pearson defended Trump's use of the word vagina, or actually another word that starts with a P and ends in a Y, during a rally when he was talking about rival Ted Cruz. Now, the video of Trump repeating a supporter's jab at Cruz went viral as the crowd in attendance whooped and hollered in support. CNN asked Pearson whether she wished Trump had not used the language. If we're looking politically at the conditioning of the voters, maybe yes. But with my personal response, absolutely not, she replied. We have a full-blown assault on the First Amendment. Donald Trump has single-handedly brought back freedom of speech. Look, regardless of how you feel about Donald Trump, guess what? There's not that many people to choose from at the end of the day. You can find more reports like this at Infowars.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best
formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
My fellow InfoWarriors, I am very excited to be able to announce to you the introduction at InfoWarsLife.com of a new way to save time and money when you stock up on InfoWars Life formulations like Survival Shield X2 and Super Male Vitality. Just go to InfoWarsLife.com today, select your favorite product, click on Auto Ship before adding to cart, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. Every time you choose Auto Ship at InfoWarsLife.com, you get 10% off and you won't have to worry about running out and having to reorder next time. And, of course, you can cancel with one click anytime. As you know, I'm all about the idea of a 360 win. And the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com is a sure win for everybody. A win for liberty, a win for health, and a win when it comes to big savings. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today and save 10% on your next InfoWars Life order by selecting auto ship at checkout. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, a nutjob radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's
Dave.
True.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know
Guards,
it's true.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Let's
citizens.
Let's declassify.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
Conspiracy theorist. Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazies.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that, guys.
That is the best.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
We have a fog that has descended on our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
But Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate spades.
It's as real as it gets.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. To Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
We did meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women. No, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
From the front lines of the information war, It's Alex Jones.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier. The police have been telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back.
Their defeat will be ultimately a crushing one.
That's right, my friends. We come to you from the very front lines of the info war. And the fact that my little operation in 21 years has had the devastating effect against the enemy it has is a testament to God Almighty, not us. It's a testament to all of you out there. That's what makes me so frustrated and so angry, is because we're so close to freedom, folks. Not some utopia, but a true world based on human liberty, based on true liberalism. But we have to defeat the counterfeits first, the Republican and Democratic parties, the other crime syndicates that are threatened by human freedom, that are threatened by success. But we are so close, my friends. They can feel it slipping away from them. We are so close to human empowerment that is so amazing. And that's why I get so angry. You're not going to be fulfilled. There's always a balance with big wealthy systems. And obviously it's good to have GI bills and help folks and some systems. That's part of a normal community, but it's not socialism. When it's socialism itself or communism delivered from on high, and they tell you that wealth comes from redistribution, you've entered a very scary prison. And it goes the same way every time. I'm going to hand this over to Rob Dew, who's got McAfee coming up and a lot of other news today. But I just want the listeners to understand that, hey, we're winning. You're winning. World governments openly admitted the fact that the banks are rigged, the interest rates, the currency rates, the everything is rigged. The fact that world governments being established, the fact that all this is happening, the admission of, yeah, we want to get rid of the family. It's bad. They've gone from nobody wants to get rid of your family to, of course we do. They're here. They're in our face, and they have no power if we stop submitting to them. One of their last major moves they have, is, as I've said many times, is to start a civil war. They've tried to start a racial war. It doesn't mean there aren't some real issues from every perspective, but the globalists want that, so it's not good. You can see why it's not good. Same thing. There are a lot of bad police out there. There's bad things the cops are doing. I'm totally against it. Most of that's globalist training. Do we want to just go out and shoot cops in the back of the head when they're pumping gas? No. That's, again, a globalist Soros operation to create destabilization. That's all they've got in the end, is to get us fighting with each other. We have to stand against the New World Order. We can do it together. It's happening now. We have to realize real choice and real freedom comes from free market, but real free market, real politique, not this managed, controlled, engineered system. But we ourselves have to be strong and have to be involved and have to be chivalrous, and we'll change the world. We can't just blame the system. We have to be the leaders. We have to be, to quote Obama, the change we want to see in the world. I'm going to hand the baton to you, Rob. Do a great job to the crew and everybody else. I'm coming back tomorrow, and I'll be live in studio, Lord willing, Friday. I don't take anything for granted, but InfoWars is a very special operation. We have providence. We can see it. We can feel it every day. But not just InfoWars. The American people have providence. America and its destiny affects world destiny. And other nations as well affect the world destiny. Let's realize the incredible time and place we're in right now and be part of that. And not just decide that TV and the dominant culture dictates reality. They want to make us think they dictate reality because we dictate reality. All right, I'm handing the baton right now to Rob Dew at the Central Texas Information Warfare Center, InfoWars.com.
Thank you, Alex. That was Alex Jones reporting via Parts Unknown. He's taking a well-deserved break, but he's also doing investigations. If you notice, Alex Jones really never takes a vacation. He is always out there working, always trying to show you how you're being manipulated, how society is trying to pull the wool over your eyes into what's really going on. And one way I see this is a article that Kurt Nimmo posted this morning. Liberal media, only the brain dead support Trump. And there they have him depicted as a member of the insane clown posse, like the third member, the third leg of those guys. Because only brain dead people would vote for Trump. I saw this last night from the Huffington Post. Racist, sexist people voted in mass to put Trump ahead in New Hampshire. Not looking at if you voted for Rubio, you're not brain dead. If you voted for Kasich, Jeb Bush. You know, it just boggles the mind that if you vote for somebody who's not establishment, the mainstream media will come after you. Now, speaking of Jeb Bush, we've got some bombshell video of Jeb Bush making fun of 9/11 victims' families. And he's not at a 9/11 rally or anything like making fun of them there. But wait till you see this video. Wait till you see this video. Guys, do we have it yet? I know we were working on it or Josh Owens was working on editing it. Okay. We're going to play it in the next segment because I don't think we have time to get to it in this segment. But let me break it down for you. There's these 28 pages that they're omitted from the 9/11 Commission report. Basically, it talks about how we were in with Saudi Arabia and how we knew, they had the intelligence that the 9/11 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia and they were going to pull off this event. And that was buried. It was omitted from the 9/11 Commission report, which even people who were on the commission said it was set up to fail. It was a boondoggle. It was a dog and pony show. Well, Richard Reeves, while he was out on the campaign trail, confronted Jeb Bush about the 28 pages. And what he says, anybody who voted for Jeb Bush, in my opinion, is brain dead. If you support Jeb Bush, you are brain dead because this man does not care about anything or anyone in our country. He cares about his legacy. He cares about the Bush family dynasty / Clinton dynasty. That is who he's in it for. He's not in it for you. There is no way in hell this man is in it for you. And you can see the way he mocks the question that is asked to him about the 28 pages. The biggest terror attack on our soil, if you really believe that it was an outside terror attack. Wait till you see this video. And we tie it in with a bunch of other videos of people calling for the release of it. Victims' families from 9/11 calling for the release of these 28 pages. Senators, congressmen talking about it. Everybody wants to see what's on these 28 pages. Yet no one's allowed to talk about it. No one's allowed to see it. We're not allowed to show it to us. And when asked about it, Jeb Bush makes it into a joke. Jeb Bush, you're the joke. That's the funniest thing. You're the joke. You spent, I think it came out $1,800 per vote that you got. And you're in, fourth place. Fourth place. $1,800 a vote. Trump spent $40 a vote. If you look at it. Ridiculous what we have going on here. I'm also going to have John McAfee at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about Obama's new cybersecurity bill where he wants to put $19 billion now to spend. And basically, that's to set up a spy grid to spy on you. Yeah. They're going to be spying on you through your dishwasher, through your lights. Everything's going to be a spy device. Anything connected to the grid is going to be a spy device. So stay tuned for that and a whole bunch more. It's Rob Due with Fourth Hour of Overdrive, The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Watch us live on TV, Infowars.com/show. Stay tuned.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war as the enemy approached, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Enfroplex, the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Enfroplex. And finally, for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Enfroplex and Supermel Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. That's a limited time.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
All right, this is a short segment. Rob Dew here, quarterbacking the Overdrive Hour of the Alex Jones Show. You can watch us on in video, infowars.com/show. Or you could go to prisonplanet.tv if you're a member. And you can share your username and password with up to 20 people. I direct you now to the screen here. It shows our video went up 4 minutes ago. Jeb Bush mocks 9/11 victims' families. There it is right there. We just put this up. We're going to have an article coming out. And I want to play this video now. And this is Richard Reeves talking to Jeb Bush, asking about the 28 pages. Will you declassify me for president? And just watch his response. This is what he thinks about you out there. So let's roll the video.
You doing well? Excellent. Good to see you.
Governor Bush.
How we doing?
Good to see you. All right, good. How you doing? I was wondering, would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would
you
be wanting to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
Well,
Andrea may have them.
Hopefully we can get them.
Governor,
thank you.
What do you think?
Would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would
you
be wanting to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
Well,
Andrea may have them.
Hopefully we can get them.
Governor,
thank you.
For the few who have seen them, they're known as the 28 pages.
In those pages are names of people who allegedly helped the Al-Qaeda killers, but who have never been held accountable.
Potential sources of foreign support for the September 11th hijackers, classified by the Bush administration. Why the 28 pages remain hidden from the public remains a mystery.
We know the 28 pages from Senator Graham and Senator Jones that have seen it, and military we've had on that have seen it. It says Saudi Arabia ran the attacks to blame Iraq. That was always the plan. And then our own government, bare minimum, stood down. And, of course, it was more than that. But we have the fact that it now, to a great extent, was an inside job.
I have read the 28 pages, and the 28 pages have nothing to do with national security. Nothing. Or I wouldn't be standing here. It's all about relationships and involvement in 9/11.
I want those documents declassified. I'm embarrassed to be associated with a work product
That is secret.
I am convinced that there was a direct line between at least some of the terrorists who carried out the September 11th attacks and the government of Saudi Arabia. He called it a smoking gun. And he went on to say the reason for this cover-up goes right up to the White House.
This sort of shocking when you read it. As I read it, we all had our own experience. I had to stop every couple pages and just sort of absorb and try to rearrange my understanding of history for the past 13 years and the years leading up to that. It challenges you to rethink everything.
What do we know is in the 28 censored pages of the 9/11 report? People that have seen it said it would bring down the whole system.
I've met with and talked to multiple members of Congress who read it. They are convinced the American people needs to see it. It has to do with information which is not convenient to the White House, either White House, the Clinton White House or the Bush White House, and it has to do with an ally, but since it looked the other way and allowed a lot of support for the terrorists who conducted the attack.
We're here today to call for the release of those 28 pages. The survivors, civilian heroes, and families of the victims of September 11 terrorist attacks, some of whom are here today, deserve the full truth.
We cannot let page after page of blanked out documents be obscured behind a veil, leaving these families to wonder if there is additional information surrounding these horrible acts.
My son, Matthew C. Salito, was murdered September 11th, 2001.
On September 11th, I lost my husband, Tom Strada.
My husband, Victor, was the captain of United Flight 175 that struck the South Tower of the World Trade Center on September 11th at 9:03 a.m.
My father never got to see me compete on my horse, cheer me on at a lacrosse game, or hear me speak at my middle school graduation.
When you tell me there's a security risk and that's the reason you're not making these public, Mr. President, I call you a liar.
He would be laughing and saying, you go get him, Terry. You go get him. Don't let them get away with this. Don't let them hide the truth. And don't let the people that were behind it not pay.
Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Governor Bush.
How we doing?
Good. All right, good. How you doing? I was wondering, would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would
Be
wanting to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
When I dream of my wedding day, I will carry his picture and wish he were there with me.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. You got them?
My son's dead, and I don't know all the facts.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. You got them?
Keeping it a secret about those who facilitated it must end now.
Well,
Andrew, Mayhem.
Hopefully we can get him. Thank you.
That sad sack of pus, Jeb Bush. We have the article right here, exclusive. Jeb scurries when confronted on missing pages of 9/11 report. This man is a disgrace to humanity. Get this video out to everybody you know. We'll be right back with John McAfee here. He won't be here in studio, but he'll be on the line. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Campaign aid. Trump has single-handedly brought back freedom of speech. Article up by Steve Watson. Appearing on CNN Tuesday, Katrina Pearson defended Trump's use of the word vagina, or actually another word that starts with a P and ends in a Y, during a rally when he was talking about rival Ted Cruz. Now, the video of Trump repeating a supporter's jab at Cruz went viral as the crowd in attendance whooped and hollered in support. CNN asked Pearson whether she wished Trump had not used the language. If we're looking politically at the conditioning of the voters, maybe yes. But with my personal response, absolutely not, she replied. We have a full-blown assault on the First Amendment. Donald Trump has single-handedly brought back freedom of speech. Look, regardless of how you feel about Donald Trump, guess what? There's not that many people to choose from at the end of the day. You can find more reports like this at Infowars.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk along
the avenue. Welcome back to the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Did you get there during the break? We had a three-minute break there. Did you get out the video? Jeb Bush mocks 9/11 victims' families. Did you send that out to everybody you know? We also have the article, exclusive, Jeb Bush scurries when confronted on missing pages of 9/11 report. Yeah, he's a little parasite that doesn't want to tell you what's happening. You can see here, I tweeted it out. If you can get a shot of that on the overhead cam. Get this video out to everyone you know. Right there, Jeb Bush mocks 9/11 victims' families with the YouTube link. Also underneath that, I want to show you this too. Everybody's talking about Bernie Sanders' big win, got 60% of the votes. Look at the delegate numbers over here. He's got 13. Hillary got 15 with not even 40%. That's common core math, people. Right there. That's what the socialists are going to bring you. And we have Leah McAdoo. She's going to be reporting on that tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News hosted by Jakari Jackson. We're going to have that. And coming up, we're going to have John McAfee, who's on the line right now. But first, you got 1 day left. Get Silver Bullet for 15% off, plus another 10% off if you're using AutoShip. You've heard me talk about Silver Bullet. I mean, this is powerful stuff. Very, very powerful. I use it all the time. Stuffed up nose, shoot it up my nose. Lungs are congested, breathe in mist. I forget what those things are called, the nebulizer. Nebulizer. It's what I have, a sonic nebulizer. Man, let me tell you, Silver Bullet is awesome. 30 parts per million of silver base in a deionized water. It stores for years. I use it all the time. And you got one more day to get 15% off plus 10% off if you use AutoShip. And AutoShip is great because you don't have to remember to reorder it. It just, boom, it's automatically there. Boom, boom. You can set it up for, they have different, yeah, look at that. 30 days, 14 days, 42 days, 60 days. So there you can set it up with AutoShip and you get an extra 10% off. Also, we have another special that ends tomorrow, and that is the Anthroplex Super Male Vitality 2-pack. Or I guess it's, you get them both together, one each. You get 15% off and free shipping. That special ends tomorrow. Anthroplex is synergistically works with Super Male Vitality by using key ingredients that you've been asking for, like horny goat weed, zinc orotate, and a new balanced blend of other organic herbs. Anthroplex was created to help restore your masculine foundation and stimulate your vitality with its own blend of unique ingredients. Now, my guest coming up who is definitely, he's a gun enthusiast. He's an entrepreneur, inventor of McAfee antivirus software. It's John McAfee. And we're going to talk about Obama's cybersecurity plan. He wants $19 billion now to basically spy on you. We just have an article that come out by Kit Daniels. John McAfee, Obama administration too incompetent to implement cybersecurity. Totally agree with him on that. I don't think it's there to implement cybersecurity. I think it's there to bolster the spy grid. So I want to get his opinions on that as well. And he says it will end in failure if implemented. According to cybersecurity expert John McAfee, he's been a longtime guest on this show, big time gun enthusiast. I've gone out shooting with him a couple times. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you.
Being a gun enthusiast, I think Alex put out a video last year of he and I shooting a 50 caliber handheld.
That's right. Sidearm.
So I had, yeah, and you're not going to find a photo of me anywhere online where I'm not either packing with a shoulder holster or carrying a shotgun or an AR-15 or something. I am indeed a gun enthusiast, a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, and I oppose any and all regulations.
I like it. I mean, I like it. You're also running for a Libertarian nomination, too.
I'm running for a Libertarian nomination for the presidential election in November. I feel certain I will get that nomination. I joined the Libertarian Party for a couple of reasons. Number one, I started my own party, the Cyber Party. As we got into it, by the way, I'm $9 million in debt now, attempting to get on state ballots. Ross Perot, with all of his billions, only managed to get on 37 state ballots. We estimated a cost of between $50 and $70 million. Now, there's something wrong with this system. I mean, it is screwed up where you cannot be an average American, no matter how talented, intelligent, dedicated, or how much you want to serve this country, and win against the two giant machines that rule this country.
Yeah, I agree. That's so they could parade people out like Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, John Kasich. Just people with no real substance. I'm kind of iffy on Ted Cruz as well. And, you know, so far, I like the fact that Trump's an outsider, but he's kind of an insider as well. But at least he's using his own money. He's not taking money from the taxpayers. He's not getting money from donations. He's putting up his own money. And so you've had to put up your own money as well to get on these ballots. How hard is it as a third party candidate to get on a state ballot?
Well, it's virtually impossible in states like California and Florida. I mean, the expense is enormous. You know, you have to have 500,000 signatures. Do you realize what it costs per signature? We're talking about $10 to $15 per signature. It's an insane system. So the Libertarian Party has ballot access in all 50 states. That's what they bring. What I bring is technology and cybersecurity into the Libertarian Party, which has been lacking in the Libertarian Party up until this point. So I think it's a perfect mix. And in terms of my own heart, I have lived the life of a libertarian. I believe in personal freedom, small government. I mean, some days I would wake up and say, no government. It's that bad.
I hear you there.
we have our government that sucks up $3.8 trillion a year in nonsense programs. Our Department of Housing and Urban Development, $1.2 trillion a year for doing what? And the Department of Agriculture, $300 billion to pay farmers not to grow food. I mean, it's insane. It has to change. And as far as cybersecurity is concerned, we have none. 2 days ago, it was announced that the FBI was hacked. And also the Department of Homeland Security.
How convenient. How convenient, right?
How convenient. And Obama's plan, which is basically education, will do nothing. I mean, we are on the verge of a cyber war with China and Russia. There's no difference between those two countries as far as relationship to the U.S. is concerned. They both would like to see us disappear. And they have a technology. They can push a button today and shut down our entire power grid, our emergency services, our communications, our food distribution systems. We would collapse as a nation. And we have no alternative because we have no way to fight it. Proof, last year, the Department of Personnel Management, 21 million records of every employee of the U.S. government for the past 50 years, was sucked up by the Chinese. It was like taking candy from a baby. This cannot stand. We have to have strong cybersecurity, and there is simply no one in the government today capable of designing and implementing it.
And, well, and no one trusts the government either. I mean, here we have, this is Wired back in, I think, 2012. CIA chief will spy on you through your dishwasher. That's what they're concerned about. They're not concerned about cybersecurity. They're concerned about spying on the American people to find out who doesn't agree with their agenda. And here's another one just came out in November. Li-Fi has just been tested in the real world, and it's 100 times faster than Wi-Fi. All that stuff's going to be connected to the grid, and that's basically Wi-Fi through light pulses. It's going to be reading stuff through light pulses. Tell us how that technology works, John.
Well, you know, it doesn't work very well. I mean, it works extremely well, but not for our benefit.
Exactly.
First of all, most of the Internet of Things uses off-the-shelf software. I mean, for example, a refrigerator manufacturer, they know everything about making things cold efficiently and keeping it cold. Most know nothing about cybersecurity, so they buy off-the-shelf components, which can be easily hacked into, not just by hackers, but by our government. Now, our government is basically a criminal organization operating behind a black curtain that we cannot see through. We don't have a clue where our tax dollars go, what's actually happening. I mean, we're talking about Hillary Clinton's emails. They are so confidential that even members of Congress cannot read them. Nobody knows what is really happening. That also has to change. The government was created to serve the people. This is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. But now it's become a government of the powerful, by the powerful, and for the powerful. That has to stop.
I totally agree. And go back to China, what you said about China. Here's an article. Security backdoor found in China-made U.S. military chip. So we're designing these chips, but they're getting made in China, and they have secret backdoors in them. Everything is coming out of China, and it all can be hacked because either, A, we're not designing our stuff right, so that means we're incompetent, or two, we're designing stuff with those backdoors so we can use them, but also the Chinese are piggybacking on that.
Right. Well, what's worse than the military stuff is the fact that every single router used in America today uses chips designed and created by China. And we have already discovered that China has placed backdoors into those chips. Now think about this. That means that our entire communication system could be shut down if we piss off the Chinese. And you know that will happen. We don't even have to make them angry. They don't like us. This is a fact of life. They really do not. I'm sorry to say. And for good cause. I mean, we have been the world's policemen for 50 years, interfering in the affairs of foreign nations. You know, we bomb countries right and left, and then we wonder why people are angry at us. Good God, we need to look in the mirror. We have problems here at home that are not being solved. Instead, why should they? Because we are the enemy to our government. They treat us like the enemy. Good God, going through the TSA, what do? You take off your shoes, you take off your belt, hands in the air, being frisked. They scrutinize your
prisoner training.
All right, it feels like going into prison.
Yeah.
It does.
And they even say hands up when you go into the body scanner. They go hands up.
Yes. I don't feel protected. I feel like the enemy. And if I feel like the enemy, I am the enemy. We have a heart for a reason so that we can sense the insanity around us. And it is insane to say, look, the NSA says, we want to investigate every aspect of your life because we want to protect you. And we can't do that unless we can assure you that you are not the enemy we're protecting you from. Think about it. That's the reality. It's crazy.
And you're trusting the government with this power to keep you safe when they can't even build a healthcare website with billions of dollars thrown into it, hundreds of millions thrown into it, and they can't even make a damn website work that's supposed to give you their free healthcare that they talk about.
No, no, and actually the healthcare costs more now.
Yeah.
So we spent $200 million. We could have the first $100 million building it, another $100 million fixing it, and it's still not fixed. and now everybody has to pay more. It is a monstrosity, everything about it.
And now they want $19 billion to update the cybersecurity grid across this nation. You think that's going to keep you safe? You think that's going to keep your credit card records safe? No, well, private companies do that.
Yes, how are they going to do it? Because there obviously is no one inside the government today capable of doing it. Every single agency within the United States government has been hacked in the past 2 years. So, Christ, if there is someone in the government that is capable, they need to be fired because they haven't done their job. No, the fact is no one within the government is capable. It is too bureaucratic. It is too old. It is managed by sick, tired, old directors that need to go home.
Yeah, I totally agree. And in fact, you actually, didn't you go testify in front of Congress at one point?
No, I refused. I refused because it wouldn't have done any good. For Obamacare, yes, the Republicans asked me to come and testify. I said, what good is it going to do? No, I refuse. Well, because seriously, do you think it would have mattered? No. We have a machine that has its own direction, its own power, and its own purpose. And me, even as a cybersecurity specialist, I can't change that. We need to invoke Article 5 and throw every summons of it out of there. Or we need someone as a president with the strength and the conviction to serve this country and to change what he can change or she can change. And we haven't had that since Dwight Eisenhower. I'm not saying Dwight was a great president, but he was the last president who didn't want to be the president. Good God, he had nuclear arsenals at his command during the war. He was the general. He had battleships and planes. Do you think it was a promotion to be the president? No, he did not want to do it. But he had the need to serve the country that he had protected, and he did so. And that was in the 50s. I lived through the 50s. I'm 70 years old. I know what dreams are made of now. In the 50s, anything was possible. Anything. Now what's possible? Well, a lot of government regulations and red tape. The absolute certainty of the worst coming.
Winners and losers in business, they decide, they get to decide who's going to move on into the next round. And it's sick. And they want to kill innovation.
If you want to start a business, you've got thousands of pages of documents. You got to prove your work safe is placed. You've got to prove all kinds of nonsense which have nothing to do with entrepreneurism. Taking an idea which can help all of us and implementing it. It's almost impossible today. It is because the government wants control over everything. I don't need a mother and father. We did not create the government to be our mom and pop, to tell us what to do. Hell no. We created the government so that we could tell it what to do. It should be our servant, not our boss. It has become our boss, our manager, our mom and pop. It tells us what we can put into our bodies, what life-saving drugs we cannot have because they may be dangerous to the terminally ill patient. They tell us that we cannot openly carry guns, even though the Second Amendment doesn't say you have the right to own guns. It says you have the right to bear arms, carry them on your person. I mean, this has been traditional since the beginning of time. In the Renaissance, everybody had a sword. Why? We didn't have guns back then. We have the right to bear arms. But no, the government wants to take that even away from us. Why? Because if we are all bearing arms, it is much more difficult to control our ass.
I agree. And I showed last week a video that a lady shot on a cell phone. This is in Mexico. Six well-armed Mexican police officers hightailing it when the cartel showed up to come put a hit on a guy. They hightailed it out of there. They come in and grab the guy from his family, take him outside and shoot him and take off. And the cops are running because the cops aren't there to protect you. They're there to do things like we have another article that's going to come out today. I got an email from a listener. His mom woke up to all these sounds. SWAT team is outside a chicken farm. Going to conduct a raid on a chicken farm. Are they looking for somebody? No. The Humane Society is there to look at the cages. So we got to have a SWAT team go in there and escort these people. That's the lunacy of government. John, we're about to go to break. We'll have you on the next segment here, about 5 minutes. John McAfee running for Libertarian Party for President of the United States. You're watching Rob Due. This is the InfoWars.com Alex Jones Show. Fourth hour of Overdrive. Thanks for watching.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him.
All right, final segment of the InfoWars.com Alex Jones Show, fourth hour of Overdrive. It's a long title there. My guest for this last segment is John McAfee. You could go check out his platform at McAfee2016.com. There he's got a nice little statement there. The president's job is to find common ground which all Americans, excluding none, can stand. I'm told that is impossible, yet I can give you one clear example. We are all humans and share the commonalities of fear, love, anger, jealousy, hope, and compassion. If we start there, we can begin the conversation and perhaps grow that commonality into a substantive base to affect real positive change in our nation. John McAfee. And you can also, there's a donate box there as well. Join the movement. There's plenty of ways you can help out. John, what are some ways people can help you out, get to become the Libertarian nominee?
Well, first of all, if you believe in the audience that in any way that I can bring sanity back into this country, then we need your help. Go to McAfee2016.com, press the donate button, even if it's 50 cents, whatever you can spare. We need your help in order to change America. Read the platform. See if you do or do not agree with me. I think that you will find in your heart that you do agree. I stand for small government. I stand for individual rights, which we've lost. I stand for privacy, which we have none of today. None. We are being spied on in every respect by our government. The worst spymaster of all. I believe that we have the right to bear arms and to do with our lives as we please, as long as we don't hit people and take their stuff. So please, go to McAfee2016.com, press the donate button. We seriously need your help. I'll leave it at that.
And I tell you what, the Libertarian Party is exactly opposite of what you see in the two establishment parties. I've been voting Libertarian, I think, since the second Clinton election. I believe it was Harry Brown who I voted for, because I'm reading about the Republicans and Democrats, and I'm like, I don't agree with either one of these guys. And then I go, what else is out there? What's, and somebody said, well, check out the Libertarian Party. And I went and read about them, and I'm like, Libertarian, that's what I am. Fiscally conservative, socially liberal.
Yes, and I think this year is the first year that the Libertarians have a chance of winning. I really believe I can win this election. I do. I have the credentials, certainly not in government. You don't want government credentials, I don't think.
No.
In business, I've run a business. I know that you can't just print money when you want to spend something. I know that the government has become so bureaucratically overburdened that it no longer serves us. It no longer serves us. It was created to serve the people. What's happening? We have to serve the government. We have to do what the government says. Bullshit. The government should do what we say. And as president, I will ensure to the best of my ability that that's what happened, to bring sanity back to this crazy establishment that has become a machine that grinds the soul of whoever becomes part of it.
And if you stand up to it, they will do everything in their power to totally crush you. They'll take your life, your liberty, your pursuit of happiness. They'll take it all from you. I got.
They've already tried that with me, man. I mean, you know, I am the biggest target of the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI now. I really am. I'm followed everywhere I go.
Because you know they're a fraud.
They are a fraud.
Yeah.
The entire government is a criminal organization. That's the best way to describe them. Operating in complete secrecy from the people that they are designed to serve.
Yep. Well, the dogs are barking. They must be voting for John McAfee. They obviously support you. John, thanks for joining us today. McAfee2016.com is where you can find out all the information on his run for Libertarian for President. It's going to be a crazy election season, but we'll be here covering it all at InfoWars.com. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Thanks for joining me on the fourth hour tonight. Stay tuned for Jakari Jackson on the InfoWars Nightly News.